Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa,
Matt,
and Jenna.
And we are joined this week by...
This is where you say your name.
My name.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Never hire a comedian. You know,
I know.
Better.
God damn it.
Well, at least we have all the hosts here.
Hi-de-ho.
No, okay.
And I'm Kara.
Yay!
There we go. She knows her name.
Yeah, it's Kara from Fearless and shows we've done recently and shows we're about to do, which we'll get into later. Holy shit. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you are our silent auction winner from Die Laughing, what year is it, 2016?
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yes. Okay, cool.
We're on top of shit, yo.
Thing is, what's really
have
great...
Have you seen what Fast Fives he's using?
Okay, look, here's the deal. What's great about this is that, like, we would have had Kara on anyway. We didn't tell her that because we thought we could get money from her by bidding on a spot.
And we did.
Yes, so thank you.
I may or may not have been drunk at the time.
It was Die Laughing. We were
all
okay drunk.
I'm okay with it.
That's how I get through
it. Die Laughing is a... That is a gauntlet. Anyway, so yeah, we'll talk more about that as we go along. But first, we should talk about drinks.
We should talk about drinks.
That's the thing we do.
I don't have one in front of me.
I will pour you one. I'm sorry.
But now what you're gonna have to do?
I was trying to get the ratio.
Yeah, she. I'm gonna let you explain. But you are recreating a drink from our past.
Yes.
Our not so distant past. Ooh. I was gonna do a doodle doo, but that's wrong. A woo is better. I think a woo is better.
No.
Yeah.
Woo is the future.
The ghost of hangovers past. Yes. So this is something that Matt and I came up with at this con this past. Summer
conversions, yeah. This last summer, yep.
Well, con for you know the people in the
there
know.
Are a bunch of cons, and so like just to be
people
care.
What know
because yeah, like Omega Con is thing just last weekend. So the depending con. On how nerdy you are, but the con the to end con. All cons in
yes,
Minnesota,
exactly.
Yeah.
The con to end all cons in Minnesota.
I mean,
woo.
I would take
to be fair.
I have no problem being the most popular girl in the room. I'll take that.
No.
You are the most popular girl in the room.
I was about to say, well done, Matt.
Yeah.
It's big fish frozen pond.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Anyways.
So, a drunken Wednesday pre-convergence. Ha ha ha.
I like it already.
We were wandering the halls aimlessly looking for booze. We went back. We stumbled upon.
That's aimless. You have an aim there.
That's true. Yeah, we had a point. We were wandering stupidly, but with an aim.
With an aim. To find people that would give us booze. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We stumbled back to...
Story checks out.
My room, which I did bring my mini fridge full of liquor.
You're one of the good rooms, too. You're in the short tower.
I know. Oh, yeah. This was the first time in years. Because we had gotten
nice
bumped to the Sheraton. And there was stink raised... And we got into the short tower. So, nice. Yay!
Yeah, for
love you, Ish.
Yeah,
love you, Ish.
Yeah, Ish is the best. For you non-con attendees, when we say, like, short tower or other tower...
It's the short
it's
bus.
Not like short bus.
It is,
no.
It is the short
well,
bus.
But in the best way, though. It's just the idea that, like, there is...
But it's
there
like
are,
the one with, like, the faux velvet cover.
If you're in the hotel, which is the one that houses the convention, you can be in a thing that has, what, like, 24 floors, something like that?
22.
22? Or you can be in the short tower, which is part of the same thing, same hotel, same everything, but only has like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it saves you innumerable
no
hours
waiting
of elevator
for
time.
An elevator.
Yeah.
It's
and so
miraculous.
It's just like, oh, because there's only like 50 rooms or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so that mm-hmm. means there's never a line for an elevator. And an elevator trip, even if you're going from the very bottom to the very top, is 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that is kind of that's the holy grail.
You get really spoiled. Because you're just like, I'll just pop up to my room and I'll be right back.
And everybody else is
exactly.
like, eat a dick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because if I'm like, okay, I'm going to go up and get more booze, people are like, see in an hour and a half.
But what floor were you on?
We were on the 4th floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too.
I think that's the floor we were on as well.
Yeah.
All the cool kids on the floor.
Cool. I was on like floor 16 in the other tower, so y'all.
Oh, that sounds
well,
hard,
see,
Matt.
Aww. The difference is my husband and I, we're co-heads, so we actually have a reason.
Ah.
Yeah,
like
we
drinking,
not talking about your head.
I have a reason.
We're not.
To be there.
We're not. That's a different.
Anyway.
That's a different head.
Anyway.
So
you're looking for booze.
Looking for booze. Stumbled into my room and we're like, "Hey, here's a whole fridge full of alcohol. What can we make of it?" So we got talking to, well, what's an acontrice? Which, if anyone knows Anna Levine and her famous drink, that's what we were attempting to recreate. However, we had none of that.
It's really fun to recreate a drink when you don't have the ingredients.
Any of it.
That's a terrible idea.
So the things that looked like they could most likely go together was...
That's when you make a drink inspired by
it. Exactly. Yeah. This is this.
Yeah, this is the based on a true story. Yeah,
exactly.
The country.
Based on a true story.
Whoa. Like the Hallmark version?
No, this is the Michael Bay version.
Yeah. But also...
Oh, the gritty reimagining.
It also made me super happy. And you're like, whoa. I was like, oh, that's the air horn. Brr, 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 brr. Based on a true story. Brr, brr, brr. Like, it's going to be so good. So anyway.
So the things we pulled out happened to be Svedka, mango, pineapple, flavored vodka.
Mm-hmm. We're getting tropical.
At the time, we actually had Angry Orchard cider. Yeah.
Which again, that's an actual country's ingredient. So we were flirting with legitimacy. I should point that out.
But you went tiki with it.
We did fuck it up. I'm not going to say that we didn't.
And the piece de resistance, the high C ecto cooler.
Because why the fuck not? Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
It was widely available, and who doesn't want some ecto cooler all up in their business?
Right?
I do!
So
we wound up, at least, I think we came up with a name the second night, but again, Matt doesn't remember any of it.
No, this is very foggy.
So you can name it whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly. We did. We named it the G-Spot.
Yes.
Because we don't know what the hell it is, but it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's difficult to find.
I would love to try it.
I will pour. I can't talk and pour at the same time. You can always make it yourself.
So while she's pouring that...
That's the rules.
No. Yeah. So
we've
Kara,
got rules around here.
Well, we do. However, while Kara is preparing the official drink, Salsa, I have a delicious beer poured in front
of
me.
You do have a beer.
What is it that I'm about to say?
This is my trick-or-treat chocolate bar stout.
Ooh, explain.
It is a chocolate stout with a little bit of almond.
Oh, nice.
I'm to give an almond chocolate bar.
It smells amazing.
The almond you actually can't really taste, but it's kind of... If you know it's there, then you go, okay. But otherwise, it's not. It's really subtle.
It's on the finish.
Yeah.
Yep. Because it has a dry finish more than the average chocolate stout. Oh, this is really fucking good.
Thank you.
Mm. I have a drink I can talk about.
I'm going to not listen to anything you guys say and just drink this.
Yep. Okay, have fun.
I make good booze.
Oh, gosh. Podcast.
I'm not listening.
The podcast just got better, you guys.
I know, right?
Listen, you dicks have had a couple of weeks to work without me. Like, trust me, it's not getting better.
Mrs. Sterling actually gave me one of her precious ciders that I am now enamored with. It is a William Tell hard cider. I've not had William Tell brand before. But this is the apple mango muscat cider.
I've never even seen that one before.
I've never drank muscat before, so I'm really excited.
Is it local? Or is it just like a new...
Apparently she's only been able to find it in one store in Northeast. Huh. So,
I don't actually know where they're from.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, that's a cider I've never seen.
And that's
considering...
why I was like, William Tell, number one.
Which is a great fucking idea for a cider.
Great name for it.
Produced by William Tell in Lodi, California.
Oh, gluten like free. Like LODI, Lodi?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Gluten free?
Okay. A cider that's gluten free? What?
Oh my God.
Not drink.
To be fair, they keep throwing shit in ciders.
That's true.
Want.
They do. They kind of fuck up ciders. I'm sure you've noticed it. Oh. But, like, the idea, like, when I go out and get booze with Anna, like, we'll walk around and be like, oh, new cider. And she has to look at the labels now.
Yeah.
Because you can't just assume, like you used to be able to do. They're like, oh, I can have, you know, fucking, what is it, Strongbow or Angry Orchard? Or there were like four ciders back in the day.
Woodchuck?
Yeah, Woodchuck. Yeah, and you just knew, like, you're good. And then now it's like, oh, there's the whatever. Hang on.
Yeah.
And then you go, fuck. Like, I'm glad I bothered to look at the can or the bottle. You know, and it's really kind of bizarre that, like, that's become a thing where, like...
It is very, very frustrating.
It does not seem like a thing you have to add to a cider to make a cider better.
Well, that's... The hops especially bothers me. Because I'm just,
and
like,
you have a storied history of hating hops. Yeah.
To have a cider is to not drink hops.
Right.
So, by adding hops to my cider, you have just completely defeated the purpose.
And I think there's even an Angry Orchard that does that.
Yeah.
Now,
right? No. Woodchuck. Woodchuck has
I know there's a Woodchuck, but I think there's an Angry Orchard, too.
Is
there's
an Angry Orchard?
No, because there are, when
there's
we were doing...
farm.
Yeah, because while Chip was in town for the Twin Cities Horror Festival, we were looking at different ciders and stuff. Because one of his big complaints is that, like, Angry Orchard does some seasonals, and yet never does one that just has an even creepier tree on it. He's like, your logo is already basically a Halloween logo.
Yeah.
Right.
Why do you not just go like with it and you do
Come
like
on,
something
go
different?
Balls to the wall, man.
Yeah. And because Chip.
Balls to the wall!
I don't remember if he talked about this when he was on a couple weeks ago. But he collects bottles of booze that have, in general, something pumpkin related or Halloween related.
Right.
Okay, cool. And he's like, okay, Angry Orchard, that's too broad. It doesn't really work. So he doesn't just get all the Angry Orchard ones. He goes, for fuck's sake, you're going to do a Halloween seasonal and not have a creepy label? What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you already have a sort of creepy label. Now give me an actually creepy label. God damn it. And that was like a thing that... Chip, it's great. I enjoyed listening to the episode Chip was on because then Chip stays with me for a couple weeks during the horror festival.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he didn't talk about, probably because he wouldn't, which I know for a fact because he didn't, is that like when you drive around the cities with Chip, one of the things he does is turn into like a 98-year-old man and bitch about all the streets you're driving down. But when he's bitching about it, he goes, look at this. Look at this. It's the final week of October. See this? Look at who puts pine trees here? You're in a temperate zone where things can... What? You could put trees here that would turn red and orange and yellow. You could have the most amazing... Who puts a pine tree? That stays green the whole year. He just gets angry that all the fall foliage is not represented everywhere. And I'm like, it's cool. But he goes, no. He gets like upset. And I was like, what? And it's to be fair, he's not wrong.
No.
It's way cooler when you drive down the street and all the trees are all fucked up and weird.
I hate
but
you.
But I was like, this is the best.
Fuck
and like 2 days later, like me and Chip and Megan were all heading to the horror festival. And we drive down the street. He goes, and he goes, what? And I go, mm.
No, don't get started.
And there it goes. And she's like, holy shit. I'm like, yes, here it comes. And just like, seriously, you could put a maple tree over there. he's just going off. And I'm like, this is what you get with universal health care. You think everything could be decided by committee. I want pretty things. He's like, you have no idea how Canada works. I'm like, no, I don't. And that's the best part. Like, I don't have to learn shit about
ignorance
you.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. And you can't say shit, because otherwise, you can sleep on my couch.
All right, I have a drink now, and I want to taste it.
Okay. Right? Okay, explain the drink.
Wait, pause for a second.
Right.
Chip,
sure.
If Matt ever kicks you off of his couch... That's it.
We'll let people know here. Chip will, of course, always be welcome to hang out with me.
You can always stay in the lab.
I will say, and this is perhaps...
There is a futon.
Just saying, the lab has a futon and a TV
This may be putting the cart slightly out of the horse, but the current plan that we're working on for Horror Show Hot Dog is to try to get both Chip and Charlie here for Convergence next year.
Cool.
Because we've all talked about it enough.
What?
And they're like, seriously, we got to go see what that's like at least once.
What?
I'm like, oh, yeah. If you think it'll only be once. Once we get you there, you'll be there.
Look, this
so,
isn't
first
any
one's free.
AOL con,
so, yeah, right? No, but yeah, so we'll see. We, you know, keep your fingers crossed. If you want to help make that happen, become a Patreon donor for Horror Show Hot Dog, because that's how we paid for their flights to get them here for the Twin Cities Horror Festival. Thank you, everybody that does that. But let's talk about some drinks.
All right, boom.
All right, run down the recipe that you just concocted, because it may be something you made up just now.
No, this is the one, yeah. So, again, it's the Svedka Mango Pineapple Vodka.
But give average ideas, in case someone wants to try to recreate it at home. And it could be something
like two shots,
About two shots.
Two fingers.
I just go until it looks like that's going to get me drunk. And then about a...
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah.
Alcohol may seem larger.
So where are you going to put the other ingredients?
Then roughly about a half a bottle of cider if you're using a bottle.
So we'll say pick your favorite cider, the one that works for you.
Pick your favorite cider.
Because again, like we said, there's the whole gluten-free thing.
Yeah. One that, you know, is a true cider,
mm-hmm.
or cedar, how this one is spelled, apparently. It's Stella.
Cidre.
It's like
And then top it off, maybe about like a couple of squirts of the high C. You know, if you don't, it depends on how sweet you like
it's
your
like words. A splash.
It's a little bit more than a squirt. Splash.
Okay, a sploosh.
A sploosh.
A sploosh.
I guess, again, just depends how sweet you like your drinks.
Ectoplasm.
It's already pretty sweet as it
so
is.
So you start with your Svedka Mango Pineapple.
Yes.
And then add cider.
Yes.
And then season to taste, we'll say,
correct.
With your Ecto Cooler.
Nice.
Because,
well,
you know, I'd say if you try to even out your concoction with the first two ingredients, once you feel like that's pretty good, then you just tweak because the straw is the perfect method to kind of go just for a little bit as you need. So, all right. All right.
The poor man's eyedropper.
Let's drink it. Let's find out.
Ooh, that's good smell. It smells of ectoplasm.
Yeah, see, that still did taste like trouble, which is exactly what it was. Right. Because it is just sweet enough.
Do you have any more ecto-cooler?
I do. I have plenty.
Yep. Wow. Well, that is one of those things that is just kind of like, oh, this is candy.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good con drink right
this
there.
This is a terrible drink.
No, that's what I mean. Best
yeah, exactly.
Con
no, that's
it's
what I'm
the
saying.
Best con drink because you're gonna get
as a guy that spent over 24 hours vomiting.
Yeah,
it's the worst.
I know. That's why we're gonna keep giving it to you.
It is really good though.
No,
although I do not. I don't believe this was the culprit. I think it was the next night that I spent.
Oh yeah.
All night drink because Wednesday night was the night before the night,
right?
And then the next night I also stayed up all night drinking, and then I think it was the Friday where all I managed to do was haul my ass out of bed to do my scheduled performances or room
shift. Yeah, you showed up for the room and I kicked your ass out.
Yeah, because you're like you're too drunk, and I was like yeah, but I didn't want to not show up. I was like I'd rather have you send me home than not show up.
No, appreciate so, that.
But yeah, I was also like yep. Nope, I'll listen to Jenna. That's good. But, yeah.
We have learned from years past.
Yes.
You listened to Jenna.
It was brutal. And so, yeah, I spent a lot of time.
You are not a novice at this.
I mean, he kind of is smart. He got drunk in the first place when he had work shifts. That's kind of a novice move.
And that's how I spend 98% of my comms.
Right, but I mean, like, he couldn't do his work shift.
Right.
No.
Sucks.
All right, so let's do Bill Young
convergence story.
Yes.
So the first couple of years, we actually had the stand-up comedy cabana for stand-up records. Oh, yay, Dan.
Yay.
And anyway, so...
I remember slash missed that room.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It was a great room.
Anyway, so we had all these stand-ups that had never experienced con before. And it was Bill's second year, so he was the pro.
The veteran.
He's like, listen.
Yeah, you pick up
I'm
Bill.
Pretty sure I know where the bathrooms are.
that was pretty much
follow the cat girl. Which one? So, shut up.
Like the first night, like you do one of the stand-ups, his first day, first night, gets drunk as shit, is puking to God even. And Bill goes, dude, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yep.
Second night, Bill is the one that is puking his ever-loving fucking guts out. And I'm like, hey. It's not a marathon, it's a triathlon, motherfucker.
Excellent. Yeah, that is...
My definition for a true veteran of con is when you know when the White Castle's coming.
Oh, yeah.
That is... Like, if you've got that sixth sense going, the White Castle's going to be coming.
It's a happy
soon.
Time.
That's when you know.
You know, Salsa, some parents, like, have a parental intuition. Like, my kid's in danger.
You got a Castile like... Blanco intuition.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just saying...
What? Is that
on Saturday night at 2 a.m. when you're just like, oh, I've been drinking for 4 days straight. White Castle's on its way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it fucking is. And we have had those moments where we've been standing in the party room and you go, what? What does that smell? And then, like, I've literally smelled it before I knew it was there and been like, fuck you all.
Well, to be fair, we have lucked out in several years, although not this past year. Lucked out in a different way the past couple of years. But before that, we were right around the corner from...
We used to be, the final room on the corner.
Which was just like, I'm going to dip out for some food.
Yep.
And then walk all the way around the parties to get back to them.
This was my sixth year, and I had no idea that there was any White Castle.
Well, because if you don't get there in the first, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's gone.
You don't know.
I'm never anywhere
but the same
near
thing happens.
The garden court.
Yeah.
I'm over Gordon Timbuktu.
It's the same thing that happens when, pizzas show up.
Yeah.
Either you're standing there kind of waiting, or you don't know it ever happened. Yeah. You know, it's very often. Like, the regular stuff, like the rice and stuff like that, you know, those things, like the soups
peanut butter
or whatever,
jelly.
The peanut
butter
and jelly. Like, okay, yeah, swing by. But there are certain times where something will come up, and if you're not within 50 yards, not a chance. Nope. You won't even know it exists.
I do luck out, though, on the Devani subs, because usually all the ones that are left are either cheese or veggie. And I'm like, sweet, score.
Nice. Yeah, it's like, well, and it's spent, like, I'm fine with either of those.
Wait, I work at a sub shop. If I would be like, if that's what's left, I'll eat it.
I will absolutely eat that. Yeah, like, they're still really good. That's all good.
Tell me, how are you not near ConSuite ever? Because what is it that you do at Convergence, I think, is what I'm trying to get around to.
My husband and I, we are co-heads of Cinema Rex. So we spend an entire week running the movies room there. So schlepping candy and popping popcorn and refilling pops and cleaning up after people and showing awesome
now,
movies.
You need to describe Cinema Rex to our listeners that have never experienced Cinema Rex.
Well, people who have not been to Con, Cinema Rex, we are a movie room. So basically, we take the theme of the year, whatever the Convergence theme is, and we try to schedule movies fitting that theme.
I've seen Pedantic Eric put out emails to folks that he knows to go, hey, we're looking for these specific films.
Yes.
Because of whatever the theme.
I was going to make fun of you for it later, but you already know.
I know.
Yeah. So we try to have, you know, a variety. We're pretty much open from like 9 a.m. till 4 a.m., so we have kids movies, we have adult movies, rated R movies,
not adult movies.
That's a different room.
Yeah.
That changes every year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But we also put out a spread of tons. I mean, I think we have like 20 different types of candies. We've got your little mini Snickers bars, Tootsie Rolls, Red Hots.
Cookies.
Yes, we have like four different kinds of cookies. We have popcorn that we pop fresh constantly.
Yeah, for a cinema experience, this is as good as it gets. Yeah.
And we have couches.
Exactly.
Right. You get to lounge on real couches with actual cushions.
So it's watching a movie at home, except for the TV's way bigger.
And we have a
surround
sound. We have 5.1 surround sound. We have a 10-foot screen. You know, we bring in, my husband brings in this $6,000 projector. Everything is like high def. So we do it upright, bitch.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. And I think I said last year before Con, like one of my goals was to actually sit and just watch a goddamn movie in Cinema Rex, which I completely failed to do.
Because mine as well.
That happens
actually,
every year.
And
because
you all suck.
No, for real. I swing by.
Candy and go.
I feel bad.
You pluck my jujubes.
No, here's the thing. I feel bad taking popcorn or candy from there if I'm not going to sit and watch the movie. So I usually don't. What I do is I walk in and see who I know that's working, give them a quick handshake, and thank them for doing what they're doing, and then leave. Because I'm on my way to something else. But I was like, no.
So, like, you're a fucking politician?
Kind of. Because it's like, I feel like, no, if you're going to sit and watch the movie, then you've earned your popcorn or your candy.
I'm just going to tally every time Matt goes in there now. I'll be like, you owe me, bitch.
Yeah. But I love the fact that that exists. I mean, as a guy that does short films for the Twin Cities Horror Festival, like, I fucking love that. Like, that's a really cool thing. And it's this other kind of weird nub that is on one side of Con. And I fucking love it. And if you know and you're cool enough, you go, oh, fuck yeah, there's some cool shit happening here. And you'll plot out some of your, like, 4 days over there. But you could also just never know that exists. Because you might only spend your time doing LAN parties or board games or
and cosplay. We have some awesome stuff. You know, I mean, we get guests of honors that come in and present their movies.
I imagine you had like Cargill in there doing.
Yeah, we've had Cargill.
Right?
This past year, this was totally amazing, and I freaked out after the fact. One of our guest of honors, Carrie Payton, was at Con. And he presented a movie that he was in, he acted in, called Astronaut, The Last Push. I believe it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's actually really, really good.
Nice.
So he, you know, came and talked about, you know, how the movie got made. We showed the movie. He answered, did questions and answers. He was a great, great guy. He's so nice.
Nice.
After he left, about a couple weeks later, Hal posted a picture of him that got released at Comic-Con, and he is King Ezekiel in The Walking Dead this season.
Oh, neat.
And I flipped my lid because I was like, I was touching him! Oh my God!
but
he couldn't say anything, and he was actually filming.
He was filming in Georgia at the time,
and he took time away from filming to come do Con.
Well, that's, you know, I mean,
he also ended up doing the radio play.
Which
that's right, yeah. He did.
It was so watching.
Oh,
that,
the one you could like sign up and
audition.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that was the one you auditioned cool. for.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. yeah, yeah.
Like, because it's so cool. Because you've got like my sister-in-law was one of the actors.
Yeah, she made
in
it
there.
In.
She
yeah.
made it in there, and it's like my sister-in-law technically can say that she has acted with Kerry Payton.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, the that's,
yeah, I'm totally auditioning next year.
I went and saw over this last weekend. I was hoping to go see No Effects at the Caboose. It was sold out, and so it was like a consolation prize. Megan was like, "Let's go see Doctor Strange." I'm like, "All right,
I gotta see it."
I still have to see it. I know
it is so fucking good.
It is
one where I was like,
"It is way better than anything I expected."
Yeah,
but again, do we need to throw up a spoiler alert for people who give a shit about?
Don't spoil it for me.
It's too soon.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
We got Benedict.
But no, Doctor. I'll just say, like, if your spoiler is that it's good, it's fucking good.
Yeah, I really.
And so yeah, Megan and I went and saw it, and the like second credit that pops up on the screen after like the big fucking title of the production company is like C. Cargill. Cargill.
Yep.
And I was like,
I know him!
Yeah, and it's just like, that's so fucking weird. And Megan's like, what? I'm like, I mean, like, I don't know that guy, but I've said hi and we've talked. Like,
we've been on a stage with him.
I know, we've done shows with him, but I can't claim friendship like Tim sure. or Melissa could, you know, like, but it is weird. It's like when I see Adam Dunn at the end of a Transformers movie or something, like, you're like, it's weird that like some person that to me is just like, hey, bro. And they're like, oh, right, this huge multi-million dollar thing. And then you watch this entire fucking crazy-ass movie and you go, fuck me, I like this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is honestly one of the better Marvel movies.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's one of, I think, two or three credited writers.
It might actually be my favorite one.
It's up there, honestly. It's... like, because that was part of the problem I had, is like watching it and then going, I want to wait and watch it again.
Yeah.
And see if it's just that new car smell.
Right.
New Cargill smell.
I knew you were going
to I need a refill after that.
But
one.
No, but you know, right. Is it just that like this is like the new hotness?
Yeah.
Or is this honestly like one of my favorites? Because like I definitely like this more than Latter Day Iron Man sequels.
Oh, yeah.
I like this more than Thor.
I liked Latter Day Iron Man sequels, but not in an enjoyable
Yeah, I
liked
sense, parts
I
of them.
Like I loved, well, Iron Man dealt with a lot of like anxiety and PTSD stuff. Mm-hmm. And so like I've got my own connections there. I was like, yeah, way to deal with that. Cool.
Right. And that develops the character, but the movie
was a delight. No, it wasn't something I sat down and went, oh, this is delightful. This was
But I think they sacrificed I think they sacrificed narrative for that character exploration. And I love the character exploration, but the story often didn't hold enough water
to anything,
justify it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is one where I was like, I can't believe how funny this is.
Oh my God.
Like, it is really funny. Like, but it's also, he's not being Tony Stark. He's not like, no. I'm super snarky, blah, blah, blah. He's funny in a very different way.
Yeah. I mean, he's still got that. Like,
he's dark.
It's a lot of just like mumbling things to himself, just kind of muttering stuff. Like, oh, what? And you're like, that's what I would do because I'm not ballsy enough to say it, someone's
in
face.
In mind, and I don't think this is spoilery at all, this Doctor Strange is a mix of Iron Man and Spider-Man.
Yes. That's pretty apt.
So when do they learn to love the bomb?
We all learn to love the Doctor Strange.
Oh my God,
With the, it's when they include Slim Pickens.
Okay.
Who plays Dormammu.
Ooh, I didn't see that coming.
Deep pull.
Not only is it whitewashed, but it's
from
also
beyond the grave. That's how deep.
I was going to say.
But,
necromancy, I'm sure it fits.
We can talk about the movie in more detail, you know, in a couple weeks when it's fairer to do spoilers, but. It is really
oh my
good.
God, go see
But again, like, to get back to the whole thing, it's just like, oh, fucking A. Like, Cargill, who's a dude who, like, and again, he's done movies. We've done a Horseshoe Hot Dog. He did Sinister and was it Insidious? He did, I think, or he's done, like, two or three movies I've reviewed on my other podcast before I even knew who he was. And it's like, oh, shit, like, that guy.
Ew.
Fuck, cool. Like, how rad is that? You know, and I was talking to young Eric of the High Five guys. Curse the French. at the improv jam this last weekend about like going to see Doctor Strange and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, it's weird. Cause like Cargill apparently thinks that the High Five guys are amazing. Not necessarily their podcast, but them as a unit at con. He thinks it's awesome. There's people just walk around getting high
fives. And high five them.
Yeah. It
is
great.
Pretty funny.
And so he's like, yeah, it's like every con at some point, drunk Cargill goes, there you are. I've been looking for you. And then high fives him and like fucks off to bed. He just like, when he gets drunk enough, he has to high five them. And like, that's But that's the whole point of that that bit. And like, that's fucking rad.
So now you need a bit at con.
Everybody should.
I mean, you need
all this try.
We're just too lazy to
No, here's the thing. Okay.
Just go around until, you know, just have people buckle up
bits
for the
at con. I think I finally want to do a cosplay.
Ooh.
What?
I feel like I could actually do Doctor Strange pretty well.
Yeah.
Because literally, right now.
Yeah. Yeah, right now you could. Yeah,
hungover Doctor Strange hair.
You do
the goatee.
I can just tweak it a little.
He can fix it,
and it's like okay, I would just need a
context.
And it's not a super intense amount of costuming. And this,
the cape is really the important.
Here's why it's
you gotta swish it.
Here's why it's so important though, because what I've been doing, because you know, Megan went to con for the first time this last year, and I was. She has brought her iPad over to my house, which means I have access to all of her Kindle and Comixology accounts. So I'm just reading comics, because, you know, Saga, all this crazy shit.
Nom.
Including Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, which is fucking amazing if you've not read it.
It's I have not read this.
Okay.
Describe.
I will. Okay, so it is essentially like a 20-year-old, something like that, college student who has got all the abilities and commensurate strength of a squirrel. That's her superpower. Also, she can talk to squirrels and make them do her bidding.
So it's kind of like
that's way better.
It's kind of like it's a mammalian Aquaman,
basically. And so she's slightly stronger than normal. Okay. She can make squirrels do stuff. She can
climb the hell out of that tree.
She can climb a tree. You know, all that stuff. She'll never starve in the winter. She has a squirrel's tail. And, but she basically just goes to college and then just like wraps her tail up in her clothes and she's like, now look, I have a sweet ass. Like, that's her thing.
Like
and
a bum roll?
Kind of, yeah. And so it's just like, but she's just like, she's essentially what Spider-Man started as. Average
and if
kid.
You ever have a chance, Google Squirrel Girl and John Barrowman.
Yeah. It actually sounds like a cross between
He cosplayed. Squirrel Girl.
Fucking what?
Yes! Google it.
It, sounds
it is
like
awesome. It is the best costume.
It sounds like a cross between Spider-Man and She-Hulk.
Huh?
Yeah, because it's very self-aware.
Yeah.
She doesn't talk to the audience. She doesn't break the fourth wall.
Oh, okay.
Like She-Hulk and Deadpool, but it's very close. Because she's aware that she's a superhero and wants to get recognized by... So she like meets Iron Man in a park and he's like, we should team up. Like, that's how sweet superheroes work. They find another hero they respect, and they team up. And he's like, nope. She's like, check this out, though. And, like, shows off her power. She's like, also no.
Like, no, you don't understand. Let me try to explain this again.
But then, like, in the next issue, she defeats Galactus single-handedly.
What?
Because she outwits him. She's just like, fuck. I'm the only person that knows Galactus is going to destroy the world. I'm going to, quote-unquote, borrow... an Iron Man suit from Avengers Mansion because she breaks in and gets one and also puts her squirrel sidekick, Tippy Toe, in one of Iron Man's gloves and that's what Tippy Toe uses as a spacesuit. They go to the moon to stop Galactus. She's like, I'm going to the moon! They go to the moon and confront Galactus and then she just like talks to Galactus and they have like a confrontation and then she wins. And it's amazing. And I was like, Megan, you have the same hair. The costume would not be difficult.
And a Doctor Strange and Squirrel Girl.
Right? That'd be amazing. And I was like, but the thing is, I was like,
that'd be super good.
What we need to do is you get the costume. Yeah, there you go.
You need to do that.
Oh my God.
Essentially that. And here's the thing. I told Megan too, like, whatever we do for the tail, we will fill it with helium balloons. So it just floats behind you as opposed to dragging on the floor. And she's like,
or putting in a rig.
She's like, well, the rig would be harder. I feel like if you just fill it with balloons.
No, that's what I'm saying. Instead of a rig that you'd have to support.
Whatever you move. It's secured to the jacket, so it holds. Yeah, I mean.
It could be.
Yeah.
I like the idea that it can be more dynamic. And so we're just like, all right. So she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, well, I'm going to make this costume. And then I will hold you down and put this costume on you. And either you leave your room or don't.
I think that violates I was gonna say safe space.
So no, we're dating, so she can't be raped.
Safe space. Costume is definitely not. Consent.
I will help you dress her.
It is such a good idea. But so it's like, oh, for fuck's sake! For the first time ever, like I finally think I have a costume I could probably pull off.
So I've been talking with Jesse about Jesse doing Doctor Strange.
Nice. He would also make a great Doctor Strange.
There will be
the War Boys 2 years.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and that'll be fine.
Oh, absolutely, that's fine.
But so I'm designing this cape, and it's got magnets. Because
how do those work?
Because you have
once you see the movie, it'll make sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
No, how do the magnets work?
But,
ICP will tell you.
Okay.
But also
it's something to do with religion, I think.
Certain flow things within the cape itself to try to give it its own like life and things like that.
Which is
so,
a great bit of business.
Oh my god. But yeah, also having magnets, we were talking about, you know, do you put the magnets in like a harness thing or do you put the magnets in the cape itself? And the answer is magnets in the cape so that you can just toss the cape and it'll stick to your fridge.
Oh, smart.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although if it is
I am so attracted to you. No.
If you have the magnets on your chest, then you can put pins on your chest without having to put them through the
bag. Speaking of putting things on your chest. I work in.
I resemble that remark.
Right. I work in the IDS Center.
I didn't put them there. Yeah. They
right.
Just
so it's
up.
You know,
right, yeah.
Center of Commerce and Finance and people that dress better than me.
Right.
A lot more money than me. What's really
so everybody.
Interesting is basically.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting
weeks
though,
of effort
is that there are constantly conventions of some sort.
Sure.
Happening down there, and you know, usually you can't even tell what they are, but people come with lanyards.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Now, what's interesting. Is I've worked there for nearly a year now. It'll be a year next month. in the last 2 months, when the lanyards come in now, they have badge ribbons. That is really fascinating to me.
Oh, my God,
because
yes.
Do they have a badge ribbon as long as their arm, though?
Sometimes five or six. Like they're
do they have?
I've seen them, like, speaker and presenter.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, so
but
like,
do they have badge ribbons that say, like, fuck off?
There is no badge ribbon that says kill Whitey that I've seen.
You need to bring a whole
thing. Oh, you just need a whole, like,
and then when somebody
first
comes
boots,
in, be like,
then
yeah,
corset.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, it was really interesting is that, like, only in the last couple of months.
One that just says Fearless Comedy Productions.
Because we see, you know, we see conventions every week.
Yeah.
But
where's the apropos ribbon?
Yeah, well, we.
Yeah, we're gonna
get on that.
But it was Matt was supposed to order it.
That's true.
But it's been interesting because, like, people are like, presenter, like, out of towner. Like, you can tell, like, they have a. Well, I was gonna say a bit of humor to them. They have an attempt at, like, levity.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Like, they're clearly kind of starting to have fun with them, and I'm like, you guys have no idea. Like,
this,
you know,
is
like
only
someone,
the beginning.
Like,
oh, you are so adorable.
Like, but like someone.
Oh, young grasshopper.
Someone went to Con or San Diego Comic Con or, you know, Anime Con.
Yeah.
Was like,
or looked on the internet.
Dude.
But like, there is someone who said, hey, look, here's a way to make our shit stand out. Let's do this. And someone's like, what? And it's like, oh. But.
Yeah.
It's interesting watching
you
that
ease into
of,
it.
Yeah,
just the tip.
And
you
it's,
know,
a minute, it's been interesting
how
watching
you feel
that
like
become
it.
More and more prevalent. And so
you'd be surprised at the people that go to Convergence that have like respectable jobs.
Here's the thing: I'm not because to me it's the same thing as Fest.
Sure,
a lot of people are lawyers or doctors. Or
it actually happened last year where we had somebody.
Lots of IT people.
Yeah. Oh my god, so
that's
much.
That's less surprising.
At the Fearless Room Party last year, there was somebody that came through and I recognized you by my hair and I was like, "Wait a minute, you work at Fortune 6 company here with me?" And she was like. Yeah, I didn't recognize. Like, we're in the same room, like the open office space thing, but we're in the same room. I was like, "What's your name?" She's like, "Jennifer." I'm like, "Shit, this is just getting
weird." Yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing.
Way to out her on our podcast.
I didn't say last. I don't know her last name. So also, Jennifer is a very unpopular name. So yeah. But anyway, so like, and so I sit like maybe 20 feet from this girl. Most of the time, and we don't talk about Convergence. And we don't, and then like at Convergence, we're like, hey, and crazy. And there's like, she's in a leather corset, and
what
I'm just like,
yeah,
basically. But I can totally see the badge ribbon thing carrying over as like a big brand thing for like some of those people.
It makes perfect sense as a marketing tool because all of us walk home and go, like, okay, if you have just a badge with your name on it, you're done at the convention, you chuck the badge, and you go home. You get some ribbons, you might go like, hey, look at this thing they did.
Yeah.
And now one more person is seen.
And who the hell is throwing out their Kill Whitey ribbon?
What?
Not fucking me.
Right. So if you're not throwing that out, you gotta have all the other ribbons to go with it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just throw out the other ribbons. That's rude.
I only get pity ribbons.
Oh.
I mean.
I still have a few of my band ribbons if you'd like one of those.
Well, again, pity.
Well, you have
like, people just like take pity on us because I spend all my time hiding in the dark, and they come in and they just hand. They're like, "Wow, we feel really bad for you. Here, have a ribbon."
I get handed so many ribbons that I just don't care about.
I had my most this year, and I had 5.
Well, I am...
And two of them were fearless.
I'm probably going to offend a whole bunch of people here.
I start the con with five fearless.
I don't care about the ribbons so much.
They're fun.
So, like, they're adorable. If it's something I like or I care about in any way, shape, or form, then I'll put it on my thing. But I get three times as many ribbons that I'm just like, I don't know what
you're
this
not supposed
is,
to put it on your thing.
Well, no, I have, and I just so I just stick it in my pocket.
Adhesive can like burn.
I end up with like 8 inches.
Nobody wants that one.
You can only wish you ended up with eight inches.
There's my Kill Whitey, by the way, right there.
Yeah,
boom.
Kill Whitey passed out a kill. I've never seen that.
Kill Whitey was a memorable
memorial.
Memorial ribbon? I don't know. That's not quite right, but still the same. Bill Young homage? Used to do...
Oh.
He used to toast with Kill Whitey. Got it. Every time.
Got it.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so the... No, I kind of had the same idea, which is like, I love that you have your thing. I love that you're excited about your thing. I love your Henry and Badger ribbons. But if I don't know what it is and I'm not sure what it is, or if I might random... not stick it on the thing.
Yeah.
Because it is a tacit endorsement.
Right.
Whatever that might be.
Exactly.
So if it's like, I like toast, I'm like, cool, I can get behind that.
I'm in.
There you go. But if it's like something, something, I'm like, I don't know what that podcast is, or I don't know what that movie is, or I don't know what that party room is. I might go check it out so I can find out if I would be in favor of that. But like, there's some level of...
You know what I mean?
No one gives a fuck what I think.
No, however, absolutely.
For me, I feel bad going like, just literally anything. That's
well,
weird.
And the one
like,
thing I do want to say is I'm not throwing them away.
I keep them. I actually give them to my daughter.
Aww.
Because I give all of those extra ribbons to my daughter, and she loves them.
Oh my God, I hang on
to anything anyone gives me from one of those. It all go in my pocket, and then I sit there and flip through them and look it out. And I'm like, okay, I wonder what this is.
But
sometimes
I
go back and look
see
at stuff.
I see the capes of ribbons, and I go, that just looks annoying.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, that becomes an end unto itself.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's cool. If that's your bag, go for it. Like, try
to
collect.
It's just along the lines of the old, you know, pin trading kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's bad ribbon trading type.
Yeah, go for it. And if that's your bag, go for it. That's awesome.
I want to come back to something we talked about previously.
Doctor Strange?
A little bit before that.
Booze.
A little after that.
Okay.
My movie room.
Oh.
Slightly after that.
Okay.
It was right at the beginning of the Doctor Strange conversation. We were talking about, actually, God damn it, that guy. But it was I had kind of an eye-opening experience this last con. Because
he stayed awake.
We were getting ready
That's good shit. Good shit right there.
We opened the main room with Big Fun Radio Fun Time this year. Right before opening ceremonies, and right before we were going to start, Charles Hubble, who is also an amazing actor,
of course,
was late. We couldn't find him.
Oh,
he was
stuck in
traffic and shit like
story.
That.
Yeah.
And so it's like me and Dawn and Tim and
well
Wendy,
done,
you know, are like standing around. We're like, well, shit, Charles isn't there, and I'm like, even the fact that Charles Hubble isn't there is already like name droppy, and then they're like, okay, well,
name dropper.
If Charles can't get here, who can we get on short notice? Okay, how about Cargill? Where's Cargill? Somebody call Cargill. And then I'm like, what about Paul Cornell? And it's like, good idea. Somebody call Paul Cornell. And we just start throwing out these names of people that we know that would be really good to come and fill in for Charles if he can't make it. And I had this moment where I was like, Jesus. Fuck, these are all huge fucking names. Like,
yeah, the fact that these are in your pull list.
Kelly McCollum on
like,
that list?
Tim and the fact that Tim and Wendy were just like pulling him up on their phones, just like, oh, I've got his number, let me call. It was like, Jesus fuck. So I love Con for those reasons.
Yeah.
I'll point out I love that I was one of the people called for that.
You were.
Yay!
Yep. That makes me feel good.
That does not
whoa.
You were 25th. I was about to say, I want to say that does not put you on the same level as Cargill or even Hubble.
I feel like
in any way, shape, or form.
I feel like that gets me an IMDb.
No, 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 it doesn't.
It gets you a Wikipedia page.
I mean, I actually have still accurate credits.
I think I get executive producer now.
No, no,
but
no.
But no, I remember that. No, the only reason I remember that is that, like, I just knew about the panic of it. And that's the... I was like balls deep in a rehearsal for The Fringe.
I know, but it was like doors were opening in 5 minutes and you're literally on the highway.
Yeah, like literally, had I been anywhere in the building, it would have been like, yes! And then like I would have been...
ran.
I would have been there just like... like a fucking animal from the Muppets. Like, let's do this. And they'd be like, you know your lines. I'm like, I will make up my lines. Let's do this. Look who I get to perform with.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just...
No, it's just insane. You much like my sister-in-law doing this play and ends up performing with Kari. It's just like the you just do things at Convergence and you're standing next to whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody whose name is in lights.
Which I would point out, and this is my Convergence experience, and maybe it's different for other people that have been there longer or know more people, or for folks that have gone to other conventions, that I've yet to ever meet someone who has a name that, like, you should know, quote-unquote, that has not just been the person next to me in the elevator, if I happen to be next to them in the elevator,
mm-hmm.
because I've never met someone with an ego. Conversions that was considered one of the guests of honor.
I know, never.
There have been one or two that have come through. But
in my experience, like I've been in an elevator with like Porter, and
they're right there.
That's not a name,
right? No, no. But like we're seeing the elevator, we're waiting.
It's a name.
Kind of like nudge. I'm like, the fuck, nudge. I'm like, what are you doing, dick? And I thought he was just kind of fucking with me because maybe he thought I was drunk or something. Like, nudge.
Usually,
and then someone walks out, and I go, nudge, and he's like, dude. I'm like, what? The fuck? That was fucking Paul Cornell. I'm like, who the fuck is Paul Cornell? And he's like, you should ask him to be on your podcast. I'm like, I don't know who that is. And he explains it. I'm like, I still don't know what that means. And he's like, explains it. I'm like,
no, I will say.
And that's the guy I did just a minute with that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, because like the next day I was like, oh, you're the Doctor Who guy that I just did this amazing show with and you're really funny and very gracious. Had I known that 24 hours ago. Yeah. That elevator ride would have been very different.
Well, I've talked about Mr. B.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
when I played
that on that episode when you were like, "Oh, when we ever do that, oh, fuck Matt." No, that was on that episode. I tacked it in, so eat it there.
I don't remember
your second recording. That was shit. On the episode.
No, I'm just but
when I listened. Not only did I do that right, but I listened to the goddamn episode to fact check you assholes when I wasn't here. So fuck off. Chip was the best one. You mic drop.
But when he was absolutely probably the most professional because all I do is shit. Talk shit.
Yeah.
But seriously, when I fucking erased the first interview, he was just so gracious to be like, yeah, fuck, I'll do it again.
All right, gentlemen, I have a proposition for you. No, not that kind.
A preposition?
As long as you don't end a sentence with it.
Proposition 60. Proposition 60 in California failed.
No. Okay.
Which one was that? The week?
Where do you want me to put this proposition at?
So, guys.
Yeah. That's
true. We need a thing for con, right? Like, we don't have an AON thing. The high five guys have their high five thing, and that's cute. But we need a thing.
Booze?
What I propose.
Booze?
Oh, we're done.
What you apropose?
What I apropose. Yes. Is that we do on the street interviews.
Ooh, man on the street?
Yeah, man on the street. I'll bring my little walkie recorder
thing.
Will
you?
Yeah, actually, I found it.
We've talked about this in the past.
I've found it. Yeah, okay. Do you know how many things we've talked about where you've dropped the ball? Don't even get me started.
No, I'm saying that's kind of our thing. Is we drop the ball on shit.
Yeah, one of the few things you say about our podcast is that it's balls that dropped.
We drop balls on shit all the time. So saying we're going to do it with
that. That's because they're old. No, gravity is involved.
Here's what I want to do. We do man on the street interviews. And piece together a podcast out of that. And I know...
I'm done with that.
I know that's a lot of work, but...
No, I'm done with that.
I think that is fucking worth it.
Now, here's what I would say.
And we only have three questions.
Who are
the same three.
What are you?
Nope.
How drunk?
No. Well, okay, drunk's got to be something. Maybe five.
But...
A fast five questions, if you will.
What I would say is... I totally love this idea.
Yeah.
what I would say is that, you know, whenever we're available to do this, because there's time.
It just, as long as it doesn't involve Matt.
This is the thing, is the availability.
There are times, like, you're on your way to a bit.
Right.
Or, you know, you got to go do Double Blind or,
sure,
you know, Masquerade or whatever. So there, but so what we should do is we'll
sometime
have,
between we'll 11 figure it and out, 4.
But no, whatever, like, they should have a sign. This just is like on duty, AON.
Yeah.
Let me interview you.
AON interview here.
Up, yeah. You know, and then what you do is you take whoever walks up, you have your interviews, you know, your interview questions.
Okay.
And maybe one of them's a little open-ended. You know, tell them to keep it pithy, keep it short.
Yeah.
But then what we could do is if all of us have some kind of thing, honestly, we can all download an app to do this on our phones.
Yeah, we can practice if, for this kind of a thing, we can totally
instead
do
of man
this
on the street, man on the elevator.
Sure.
You can just ride up and down the elevators. And
I'm
kind of claustrophobic, so...
Honestly, smoke break interviews
would be good.
I'm in Smoker's Paradise, like, ever.
Man on the escalator.
Smoke break sitting at the bar.
More like man on the smoking tent.
Okay, we'll get... I will make us signs. I am right here and now. I am saying...
for it.
I will make the three of us signs. Each of us will download our apps. We will have our 5 interview questions, at least one of them open-ended.
Okay. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. We're doing this.
And then we'll
dear
do
listeners,
this,
remind us.
Hold Matt to this.
No, I will say this because I want to be realistic about it, because I think this should happen. If we're going to do it, it has to happen realistically, which is it will not be that week's episode.
No.
It'll take a week or two.
No.
Yeah. Because someone's going to have to sit there and go, well, because what will probably happen is we'll not play, obviously, everything everybody says.
Right.
But I would say I would commit to playing one of the answers from every single person that bothers to do this with us.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll go through and go, okay, you did 5 questions. Mm-hmm. Here's the one of yours that I think is the most interesting to a broad audience. And we'll put it out there. And, you know, maybe it's enough that we can do 2 and we'll split them up.
Why you got to use broad?
You know,
as a form of measurement, I'm accept. I what?
Or broad is in.
I don't understand feminism. I'm confused.
We only interview broads.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you twist. That's good.
I stopped listening to them a while ago. What are they talking about?
That sounds fun. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
So I'm down with that.
Instant interviews.
Yes, and so. Hey, if you need slight additional motivation to come to Convergence and find us and say hi. And by the way, for any of you who have ever come and said hi to us at Convergence in the past, which a lot of you have.
Oh my God, yes.
It's always a delight. It's really cool, and I always feel bad. This year at Fest, I had to keep telling people we were out of stickers because people would come up and be like, hey, are you in stickers anymore? And I'm like, no.
Should we?
I found one of the old yellow. The old yellow ones. Old ones when I was moving. So
super old school.
I don't think I have any left.
It's still on the original backing.
I just give away candy.
Which is good, too.
No, you win, obviously.
Since I totally won. Should we do AON badge ribbons?
Yes.
We should. And then hand them out to people who do our interviews?
Yes.
But
I was thinking that as well.
Leave it to that.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
You want to promote...
But some badge ribbons are given to people who do things, so...
Yeah, I'm have 2 different sets of badge ribbons.
That's true.
We
do a couple of... Because, badge ribbons are relatively cheap.
I'll figure this out.
Well you have to buy them by the bulk anyway.
We can talk about this off the air, and we should take a break.
Speaking of off the air,
that's what we should do.
Oh, my God, yes.
Let's take a break.
All right.
And we'll come back with who knows what.
Yeah, something.
In a minute.
More of...
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on AONpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna@AONpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@AONpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
Oh, I'm supposed to be Kara, I guess.
Yay!
I was waiting for Jenna.
That's kind of what we hired.
I kind of laughed and said my name at the same time.
Is that like a burp and say your name?
Jenna.
Ah, there we go.
I got skills.
God damn it. I'm going to need some like more carbonation to do that.
Oh, I have said
I know that we hate these guys, but I was on High Five Guys podcast the other day.
Ooh. Fuck you, get out. Shit.
So
there are 2 things wrong with that sentence.
there are at least 2 things
you're
wrong with that.
High Five Guys
Well, we buried the hatchet. Remember?
We still don't like them.
Okay. We have a physical hatchet that we buried, but I don't know if that counts for like.
I buried it in the pet cemetery, spelled with an S. So I know.
Oh,
that was the pet seminary.
That's where they...
Oh, Patch has been reading Bible verses.
Yeah.
Pet semination?
God damn it. Oh, God.
Oh, you do, oh, my God. You do know you can overnight pig sperm, right?
Could have been worse. No, that's pet and semination.
I'm not even
that's what I said.
Surprised
that's
by
what
that.
I said.
No. The pet seminary. It's where your dog goes to become ordained.
To be fair, if I could get married by a dog, I might do that.
Marry a dog?
Be married by a dog. Look, it's a slippery slope, you guys.
Market there.
Slippery slope.
No, it's for the dog
marriages.
This is
what the Republicans were worried about.
I know, right?
No. It's
gay marriage, then it's dog ordination.
People who don't have a life get their dogs married to each other.
That is
what better than have a dog perform the ceremony?
Just say Japan.
You're right. I should have led with Japan.
So,
I'm sorry, Japan.
If it licks its balls, does that count as an official wedding?
Well, actually, the word testament, when you talk about like the New Testament,
it actually has the root
word for testes, and that was a way that people would have contracts. Is the dudes would hold each other's balls while they were talking about
as
it.
As Jay-Z John said, yeah, Jay-Z was that's in the Black Album gospel, which was one hand on my nuts, middle finger to the Lord. Like the testament is a big deal still.
Yeah.
Works. That's an actual
I mean, the symbolism of that, if you don't do what you said you were going to do, or I crush your balls, like, I would fucking do it.
Yeah, no, it was a symbol of faith and truth in what it is that you're saying, which is why testament is a proclamation of truth.
Testify!
I only have bitches like in my house.
There's a story that's not mine to tell, but Google Pendulette Nut Crush story.
Okay.
And you might be able to find it.
Oh, I think, okay.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
So,
hey, you know what makes any story better? Sharing
alcohol?
With friends.
I do like booze.
I do like booze, but you know what else?
But what if it's earlier in the morning?
What if you have to go to work?
Oh.
What if you have to?
Already that story got bad.
What you might need?
You
there,
better figure that out.
There is some coffee.
Coffee. Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, but that segue
testify.
Was awful.
Yeah. It really was.
No, I've been I've been taking classes on segues.
No. We've had some pretty sweet segs.
I'll
on
have
this
you
podcast.
Totally riding around.
That
the city
was not
them.
One.
I'll
of
have
them.
You know that was pretty good.
No. We've had some sweet segs.
Look,
that was not one. Of them.
You know what? Go to Tim Wick. Ask for your money back because that class sucked.
Yeah. I honestly don't give a fuck how good my savers are. Anyway, coffee's awesome. And
coffee is
awesome.
God,
good coffee. And as you might have heard us say before, if you like good coffee, you shouldn't just get good coffee. You should get the best coffee.
You could get correct rock coffee.
What?
Are you riffing on True Stone by saying it's correct
rock?
Oh,
True Stone.
You're dumb motherfucker.
You're horrible.
It was better than your seg.
You know what? I'm going to fix this. You guys, do you remember Convergence? We were talking about Convergence.
I do. I just want to point out real quick. Salsa, you can't say that your thing is better than my crappy segue when you do not use the correct name of the sponsor. That is literally what they're paying us for. So you're physically incapable of being better than my segue because
I'm physically incapable of being better than a lot of things.
Touche.
True.
So you guys remember Convergence? We were talking about Convergence, and I seriously, the fact that True Stone came and took over the Fearless Room Party for coffee
they
in the morning.
The
hours.
They
for
were
hours.
The hit of the fucking
They
class.
Really Seriously, were. And they should have been.
Because they were the only coffee
again,
in town.
Because we buried the hatchet. The unearned high fives I received.
Right.
True Stone was doing all the hard work.
Oh my
hard
God.
Work lifting. It was like, oh, I love you guys. And I was like, I didn't do anything. I'm just here.
I know people. I'll take credit for knowing people.
The fact that on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. when nobody's fucking happy about being awake, the fact that they're not only making coffee, but making amazing coffee and grinding it right in front of you before they make your cup of coffee, and they had a keg of nitro cold press.
Oh my God.
It was just like, oh my fucking
God. So every single person that was not in a good mood to be awake that morning had a
walked out of the room
mood.
In a good mood.
So good.
Yeah, they did.
They're the best.
It wasn't just nobody's happy, so we'll give him shitty coffee. Real quick, whatever. No, it was
hang
a
he's
coffee. Oh my god.
So and... this week I will be trying. Fuck, this one's good. The TrueStone Peru Cajamarca. Anybody? Bueller?
Yeah.
Cajamarca.
Okay.
It's got cranberry, cinnamon, beef jerky,
what?
And wine-like finish.
I've not had this one yet. I'm so excited. Nice.
I'm actually...
Jerky. I mean, you just like chew on it. I don't know.
No, that's
I am
amazing.
Also having one that I have not had yet. It is the Honduras Marcala.
I think I've had that one. That's okay. Awesome.
It is strawberry almond and pine nettles.
So good.
Mm. I love the light brews, so, you know, send more light.
I will point out, too, this is something that, like, you know,
I will be having a Peruvian.
Speaking of the people sitting around here, I've been a barista. Lama? You guys, have we all been?
I haven't.
No.
You've not? No?
No.
John?
Wait, what?
I've been a barista. Have you guys?
Nope.
I can't.
Oh, yeah, I was a barista for a while.
Okay. And so... there are things that I learned from doing that. Like, well, I like darker roasts.
Yeah.
That's generally my move for coffee. However, what TrueStone taught me, based on their appearance here, is that if you drink a light roast, you have a better chance of having whatever flavors they say are part of that roast.
As opposed to just being masked.
Yes. And so, like, that's something that they taught me to appreciate, kinds of coffee I would not normally even
give
a chance.
It's very similar to beer.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Talking to Burning Brothers,
yes,
you know, about the fact that a lot of the gluten-frees are you know, dark beers because you just roast the shit out of it and mask the flavor.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like,
the same
we're
going to
use crappy shit and, you know, no one will know because it's not supposed to taste like that.
But if you're going to get a really, really good light roast.
And I want to add to that. I am a fan of the light roast. And that does actually harken back to my barista days. But... there are certain coffee beans that are better dark because there are different flavors you can pull from them. And I love that TrueStone knows which way to go on a bean.
Yeah.
There is no other place I've been able... right.
Can I are we not doing phrasing?
Are we not giggity?
There is not another roaster I know of.
Isn't there one way to go on a bean?
There are many ways to go on a bean. Anyway, but what I love about TrueStone is that one of my favorite areas is Sumatra. I love a good Sumatra.
I do too, actually.
Yeah. And a lot of places will roast the ever-loving hell out of a Sumatra. And it does pull different flavors, but it just masks so much more of what it is that I love about a Sumatra bean. And they're one of the few places I know of that will go light to medium on a Sumatra because they know how to pull the right flavors out of it.
They, and, you know, aside from the fact that the coffee tastes goddamn amazing, they're also kind enough to support us,
what?
Which, you know, is
amazing.
And
we, in return, support them.
Of course.
Oh,
and,
my God, yes.
And, you know,
I'd support them anyway. Let's be real about this.
As I think we say every time we bring these guys up as one of our sponsors, it is amazing that TrueStone has decided to support Apropos of Nothing as a small local podcast arts thing. But what's also great about that is that we're not the only small local arts thing that they support.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they support, you know, High Five Guys. Mm. Are they doing Offacopter yet? I swear to God,
not
they might be.
Not that I know.
No. Or no, they do. There's at least a couple of the podcasts. Something.
There's a couple of them. They did actually have a promo code for Fearless when they were doing the conversions thing.
Yep, exactly. And
they're like, not only are we going to support you by giving you guys coffee all the time, but we're also going to give you a promo code.
They had
like,
one for
the
combat chess.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We had the special review in combat chess. But, like, you know, it's for all four of us are members of Fearless. And one of the things you do if you have a small theater company is you are constantly trying to make sure your theater company doesn't run out of money so you can keep making shows. And so anyone that is kind enough to help you out. Is amazing. And the fact that TrueStone does that for not just any one of the projects we're involved in, but multiple projects that we or people we know are involved in, makes them a fucking phenomenal example of a company that gives back to the community that they're sourced in. So, all that to say, if you want to be one of the cool kids, and you know you do, you can get yourself some excellent coffee from TrueStone. So you go to TrueStone's website, use the promo code...
Apropos.
Or apropos, if you prefer to pronounce it correctly. And you can get yourself 10% off on your coffee, and it will be delivered to your fucking door. Yep. Like fresh beans. And again, fresh beans brought to your door, grind them, make them, they're amazing. We do need to take a quick second and say, you can also get cold press.
Yeah, oh, God.
And cold press is, and I know this sounds weird, but it is like an angel shit in my mouth. It's the most perfect angel.
And you know what that tastes like.
No, it is the most perfect thing
Gabriel
ever.
Came by.
It is. We've all said, like, there is, like...
That was,
you know,
the last time he was kicked out of church.
Right? No, Megan and
not the first time, but the last time.
No, Megan and I were talking about this. It's just like, no, the coffee's fucking
amazing.
Why is
the holy water catching
on
fire?
But then that fucking cold press, though.
Right.
There are places around town you can get it.
Yeah.
And it is so fucking
That
good.
Actually does bring up something that I wanted to mention, is the fact that we've talked ad nauseum about the fact that you can get this coffee delivered to your door. But the other really cool thing is... various places around town serve it.
Yep.
Yes.
I recently was at a work lunch.
A work function.
One of my coworkers, event. It was her last day. She was moving on to another company, and she was like, I want crepes. So, like, my entire team, we went out and went to this hole-in-the-wall little cafe, and we got there, and we had crepes. And I'm sitting there talking, chatting with my coworkers, and I look up, and I see the coffee behind the register there. And the coffee has True Stone written across it. I was like, I'm going to get a good cup of coffee today.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know that. So
Pilgrimage Cafe off of 38th also serves True Stone, and they're amazing. So
they're not only delivered to your house, but in their various cafes around Minneapolis. And whenever you walk in and you see that, you know
their website does list where True Stone is served.
Let's make a commitment to try to like find at least one each episode and be like, hey, by the way, if you're near this. I think we should point out the places that have it because, you know, again, that's local businesses that support them. And, you know, if you go get that coffee, not only deliver it to your door, but get it while you're out having your brunch or your lunch or your dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
That means that particular establishment is more likely to keep reordering it. And I would love nothing more than that. And again, use our code apropos to get your discount. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't care if you use, you know, what is it, High Five or whatever it is for the other one.
High Five Jerk Offs, I think, is their code.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, the more important thing is that you're supporting someone who is supporting us.
Yeah.
And so again, thank you, True Stone. And by the way, thank you, listeners.
Right.
For actually doing this. You know,
as opposed to fast forwarding.
Yeah, we've gotten
oh shit, they're talking about coffee again.
We've gotten feedback from True Stone that says like, hey, thanks. Like people are using your promo code, and that is on you guys. And that's awesome. Like, yeah, we appreciate the fact that like we ask, I would say for not a lot from our listeners, some would say damn near nothing. And so for those of you that bother to, when you have the chance to pick up, something from a sponsor. That's
I've actually put True Stone in my coffee stout.
Ooh.
When excellent. I make that.
Nice.
Because it's fucking good.
Isn't yeah.
Good? Yeah, it's so good. So, once again, we'll move on from this segment. We'll move on from this ad to
this
the next segment.
Advertisement.
But, I mean, at this point, I love talking about this.
No, I do, because we always get into it, but it's so
good. It's weird,
because
you think, like, oh, I hate doing an ad. No, I don't. I love this. I would, you know, it's good. So, thanks, True Stone. Thank you, listeners, if you're one of the folks that has gotten yourself some coffee based on our endorsement. And if you've not yet... give it a shot. If you do it once, that's worth it. So thank you for that. My parents are now supporters and fans.
Awesome.
Which makes me very happy. So
now you don't need to disown them.
Or talk to them ever again, because now they've got their money.
Well, there you go.
It's Siri, you don't realize how shitty coffee you're drinking until you have really, really good coffee.
Oh, God. Right.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
It's that idea that like you never realize that it's never truly dark until you go in the country somewhere.
Yeah.
And go, oh.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? It's that same kind of thing.
I'm just sniffing my beans
we're
right now.
We're all huffing coffee because we're all excited to drink it.
What comes next, Matt?
I guess.
It's been a really fucking long time.
It's been a
long time since I've seen you.
I
forgot what comes next.
If I had to pick.
Spam comment of the week.
No, we don't do that anymore because that leads to hijacking. If I had to pick.
Nigerian princess and all that shit.
I think. Might be a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
I like it. Alright.
Card, do you know how the Fast Five works?
Oh shit,
Matt, you're gonna have to go over this.
Cool.
I've listened. I maybe remind me.
Yeah.
So
not that we need to plug anything.
Oh no, we'll do that later. That happens.
Yeah, no, we'll get.
Oh yeah,
no, we will. I know. That was the second thing that needed plugged.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the way this works,
I'm just gonna sniff my coffee.
Your snot's getting all over that bag.
We will pull up an email we were sent by a listener that will have five questions, yes, A or B, right. Coke or Pepsi type,
yes,
no context. Right. We each pick our theory, and then we will find out from the second email what the context is and find out if we regret our decisions. So
we usually do.
Oh God, yes.
Yes. Spoilers. So we're working through
so many regrets.
Can't get to our age without regretting a lot of decisions. Right.
So we're working through older ones because I only recently cleaned out my Gmail and found all that shit that I missed. So this particular Fast Five comes to us from Garrick.
Oh.
October 11th of 2012.
2012?
Yep. Yeah, no.
I wasn't joking earlier.
Yeah, no.
Holy shit.
So.
We've been doing this longer than you've been doing Convergence.
No, we've made shows. No.
I'm not saying
October.
I'm taking the fact that he's gotten shit.
Yeah.
That he's finally opened.
We don't.
2012.
We finally made it to 2012, so.
So.
Oh my God.
All right, so we've got, this is fun. I will point out there's a note here that says, which is funny.
Is it like Croatia versus Herzegovina type of things or what? Oh, that doesn't exist anymore.
I do like that there is a note here that starts off and says there's one with more than two choices in this group, but there's precedent for that, which means this is so old.
Yeah.
So few people had done things that had more than two choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was still worth justifying the fact that you had more than two choices, which now is totally normal when people just broke that format.
Like, fine. Right.
I mean, rules are meant to be broken.
Question one. On or off?
On.
On.
I'm going to have to go off.
I want to hear why from everybody.
There are only two things that I can think of that I want to be off. And that is your microphone and your microphone.
Well, okay, well,
so, yeah. Otherwise, on.
Because my justification is because no matter what it is, if it is off, it is not happening. And how boring is that?
Yeah.
Even if it's a negative, at least if it's on, something is happening.
I just want to get it on, yo.
Let's get it on.
Actually, don't you just want to get it off?
I
do like
son.
Getting it off.
Get off.
But I always want to get it on.
Get it on until you get off.
Oh, shit.
See, it's like the end all be all is off.
But that depends on if your goal is the destination or the journey.
Oh.
I guess it depends on how tired you are.
Personally, if we're talking about what I think we're talking about, the journey is
fucking. We're talking about fucking.
Yeah. I mean,
journey.
We're talking about
on the can.
That's cool.
So,
even then, the journey.
Oh, really?
The journey. Yeah.
You just want to finish. Shit or get off the pot.
Shit is the most satisfying thing when it's happening.
Yeah, but you don't want
to. You know, I was constipated last week and I'm starting to turn to cars.
Empty and hollow.
If you finish an entire chapter in a book.
And I have.
Your legs fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then you can't get up.
But you're reading a book.
But
so
you
it
can't.
Matter.
I know. But the thing is, you can't actually get
you
up.
You can't get up, so you get to read more.
Because you can't move. And then you wind up having to fall onto the floor with your pants that are on your ankles and hope that the blood, you know, actually recirculates
right.
into your legs so that you can move them again.
Exactly. But while you're doing it, you have a book to read, so it's all good.
Who let that Yorkie in here?
I hate everything. Forever.
See, I'm all about just get in, get
it's
out.
I did not miss this even for a second.
No, it's all about being in the moment and enjoying it while it lasts.
Jesus. I'm going to go on for no reason. I'm just going to say on. I hope I'm going to find out.
You're lazy and it's fewer letters.
Yes, exactly.
But see, if you're lazy, then you just want to get off as soon as you possibly...
That's assuming that's what the context is. Though,
right? That's true.
Question two, blinds or curtains?
Oh my God, curtains.
Curtains.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking hate blinds.
I cannot see this. Really
I really want the third option of drapes, but I'll go curtains.
No,
Drapes sounds classier.
Oh.
Nobody...
Drapes means that you didn't buy it at Target.
Do the drapes have to match the carpet?
Obviously.
No, because you can tie them.
No gangster, when they're about to kill a guy, has ever said, it's blinds for you. No, they say it's curtains for you.
It's curtains.
True, and you've only ever wrapped up a dead body that you've dismembered in a shower curtain, not a shower drape. Okay.
Plus, blinds are Venetian, and fuck the French, the Italian.
It's Italian!
Italian!
Curse the French.
Damn it,
the
goddamn blinds always break. No matter what. They will break.
No, they're worthless pieces. No.
You barely touch them and they break. It's like, fucking terrible. Damn it. Yeah. There goes my deposit.
Right.
All
right,
question three, which is our multiple choice answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Blonde, brown, red, or
red.
Other?
Red!
Red.
Pretty obvious where this is going.
Well, not necessarily. He could throw us a curveball.
The fact that it was blonde, not yellow, means it's...
Well,
could be blonde.
Could be flavor-based.
Sure.
Could be flavor-based. Could be, you know, do you like vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or something else?
There are blondes.
Yeah, there are blonde beers and red beers. But
that's why I was going with blonde beer.
I'm probably still going to go red.
I don't like beer, but I like redheads, so... Yeah.
Try red. All right, and number four. Talk or text?
Text.
Assuming it's positive.
Oh, my God, text.
Text. Even if it's positive, text.
Even if it's negative, I want to text so that I don't, like, break down into tears over the phone or something.
Depends on how long. If it's a what time are you coming home, then text. If it's we're going to talk about something, then
text.
Honestly, text. Oh, I still want to text.
No, I will do everything over text.
If it's
going to
be more than three back and forwards, then fucking call me.
Nope.
I want to text.
I don't want to sit there for 15 minutes typing.
I don't want to pay that much attention to my phone. I can finish that in 30 seconds.
If this is going to be, you ask a question, I answer, we're done, text. If this is going to be any more than back and forth three times, fucking call me.
Yeah.
This will get done way faster.
You could be like recreating the fucking Declaration of Independence. I will text that motherfucker.
Gross. Right.
I'm not going to.
I ignore my phone for 3 hours. I don't pay
attention. That's fine, because 3 hours later you can come back to it. You've got it all.
I will just be like.
You can respond with.
I will
call
you. And be like, what was all that bullshit you texted me?
I was taking a nap.
Nope.
Well, I don't know, but. This whole, whatever, futuristic phone. I got a smartphone now, for God's sake.
Ooh.
The only people.
Welcome to 10 years.
I know, right? You know, the only people that call, it's like, shit, I don't want to talk to anyway. It's going to be telemarketers.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be somebody calling me saying, well, your blah blah's overdue. Yeah, whatever, bitch.
No, that's
That's going to be overdue till the next paycheck.
If the phone number is not memorized and it doesn't have a name attached to it, I don't answer.
I don't know, so nobody literally
But if
literally
it's somebody I know, then I'll fucking answer it.
To me, like, a phone call is like there's a sense of urgency behind it.
Gentlemen, how do we decide at what time we are doing a podcast every night?
Text, because that takes...
Text.
But that's two messages.
Yeah. Sometimes it's more than two messages.
I hate it when somebody calls me, and then they leave a message, and they're like, call me back.
Oh, that's
and then
worst.
I call them back, and then they're like, not answering, so then I'm like, call me back. And it's like, you know what? If you just fucking typed what you wanted...
Voicemail is now
I wouldn't have to do this.
But again, that's assuming that you've got a single thing to say. In which case, yes, fucking... But otherwise, just say,
and usually
I want to talk about this thing. Fuck, okay, let's talk
usually
about
if it. I want to talk about that thing, I'll go out for coffee. And not just any coffee, but TrueStone coffee.
Oh!
Boom. That is a
boom.
Sweet
callback. Nice callback.
Anyway, question five.
Yeah.
iPod or MP3 player?
Does anybody use either anymore?
Well, this
I
is...
Find that you
I'm going to go... This is the
I just,
context...
I just okay, Google drive that shit off my phone.
Yep. No,
I suppose.
I'm going with the context is what do we say when we're talking about it. Even if you don't have an Apple product, you still say
iPod. I see what you mean.
Probably still.
Because iTunes versus Amazon Music, which is
what
much, I
use. Well, much like Kleenex, we just... Generic
Kleenex,
facial tissue is... It doesn't necessarily mean Kleenex brand.
Yeah.
It's just... Facial tissues, we say Kleenex. And for that reason, I'm going to go with...
Apparently Xerox is still a thing.
iPad.
What?
Yeah,
they're still a company.
That's a copyrighted company.
Well, yeah, but like...
If you want to
push
someone a Xerox, you mean?
Yeah.
No,
like people
say,
I'm
going to
Xerox this or something.
Well, the same thing that...
Just like a Trojan is a condom.
Yeah, Adobe gets mad when people use Photoshop.
Even though that's
a
suckiest condom.
As a way to imply you've edited an image.
That's just adorable.
No, exactly.
Oh my God, Adobe. Fuck off.
Dear listener, If you want to laugh your ass off at something that doesn't understand branding, go to the Adobe website and check out a thing. It was like, it is incorrect to say I Photoshopped that image. What you should say is I edited this image using Adobe Photoshop. And they literally try to get people away from making them the generic term.
Why would
it's the dumbest
that?
Fucking thing.
It's like you realize you're
most
on
companies
your way
are
to being
begging
ubiquitous.
For that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if your brand name becomes the generic,
douche.
Everyone will always
you've
get
won.
Your thing. Yeah, that is the goal. But yeah, they have literally had facts that tried to tell you how to.
You know, on the flip side, though,
you're faxing.
Yeah, like,
you're,
yeah,
I can what? See not have wanting your name associated with something knighted. So.
I just, mm-hmm. it's one of those things that made me laugh my ass off back in Orchard Kinko's. So. Mm.
Yeah.
All right, kids.
That one failed.
That's what happened
find
your
out
ass.
What's up.
Whoa.
What's the uts up?
Question one, on or off? I think I went on because I was lazy.
I think we all went on except for Kara, who went off.
Off, yeah.
She's off the rails.
I go off all the
She's
time.
She's off
I go
the
off.
Scales.
All right, well, here's your context. The way you prefer your TV while falling asleep.
True.
Oh.
I would switch to off. I used to fall asleep with the TV on and then realized, like, oh, I don't sleep if I do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody's like, I can't fall asleep without the TV
on. I don't
and
TV.
Yet, when you start sleeping without your TV on, you fucking sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I don't TV. However, I do love falling asleep, too. I have an app on
sex
my phone
noises?
Called...
Oh.
If I can find the app that
sex
has sex I'm totally in. No, there's an app called A Soft Murmur. And you can play all sorts of, like, white noise and soothing sounds.
Yeah, I have a white noise.
Is
like
that, like, calming?
Yeah.
I just have my
so, like, a
going.
White noise type thing? Or, like because
no,
I have a mix of rain, thunder, and beach waves.
Mine is just static.
Yeah, I don't
I
like
the
static.
I have the different stuff, but the idea is that, like, I live in Uptown, you know, and, like, I need something that kind of keeps the, you know, car doors, arguments...
Yeah,
drunks in the
spiking.
Alley.
Yeah,
because I'm off the highway,
crack.
So it's
exactly. If you
it's soft murmur
yeah,
or
it
is
a waveform.
Yeah,
I need something that evens out the spikes.
Yeah,
and so I do white noise. I had the option of the other ones, but like they're a little too complicated. But it's like the idea is that like if you have a TV, then periodically, honestly, the light is the big problem. I think.
Mm. Well, it also spikes. I mean, it doesn't keep like a monotone, and all of a sudden you'll get to an ad, and I'll be like. Next time, it's like, what the hell? It doesn't modulate itself.
I tried to explain this to the boy because he's always like, I can't fall asleep if I don't have Netflix on. And so, like, when he stays over for the weekend, I'm like, all right, like, let's, you know what? This tonight you can have Netflix. And then he's up till 12:31 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, nope, sorry, buddy. It's 10 o'clock. It's too late to start watching a movie. You got to go to bed. But I won't be able to sleep.
Right.
And he's out immediately.
Yep.
And
yep.
I point that out to him the next day. Every time he's like, oh, I'm so tired. I just wish I would have watched a movie. I'm like, buddy, you were out in 4 minutes. Like, I know exactly when you fell asleep. Like, this is how that goes.
Yeah, I like the ambient
right.
sounds. What are you looking at?
I did a search in the App Store for sex noises.
Jesus.
Oh,
shit. Of course you did.
One of them that came up was the relax vibrator.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, you can make your phone be a vibrator. You didn't know this?
I mean, they do that already.
Well,
it's not very powerful, but
you can
set
it to vibrate.
No, there are apps where you can do different vibrations.
Don't you have to, like, use it afterwards?
And another
one that
came up...
Look, it works in a pinch.
Another one that came up is an app called...
So do actual vibrators.
Another one that came up...
They make them bullet-sized. You can carry them in your pocket.
No, and I know that, but if you forget one, like...
And this you just got in your pocket, you just need to charge
your phone.
Your phone
costs way more than any vibrator.
No kidding.
But you've already got one
in your
pocket.
I don't pay a monthly subscription to my vibrator.
Not yet, you don't. There's another app...
The phone app does not vibrate as well.
No. There's another one called
that,
Oh Yeah.
What?
Oh Yeah is an original soundboard containing over 15 Oh Yeah sounds.
Nope.
Have you ever played the game Sex Noise or
No.
Nope. Yeah, so you find different YouTube video or different videos and you just listen to the audio. And have to decide, are they having sex or are they in excruciating pain?
Porque no los dos.
Sometimes not.
Sometimes.
I'm just saying. No, there was an old Adam Sandler bit that was weightlifting or sex. grunting and effort sounds. And
yeah. Like, no, these were like no, no, no kind of things. And it's like realized that, oh, she hit herself on the finger with the hammer. Yep.
Yeah.
Huh. Dear listener, yeah. Do a search for sex noises because it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Animal sex noises? Have you ever played the one with the turtle?
There was one
the
called...
turtle. Do turtle sex noises. Oh, yeah. It is fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I've heard turtle sex noises. I was.
I did a blog post on that one.
I love that.
Like fucking turtles humping shoes and shit.
If you're ever at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival and you see. Why would you? And you see
never.
The
not
tortoise.
It.
Walking around sight.
With the kilt, yeah.
Yeah, with the kilt, yeah.
He's not having sex.
Angus McTortoise. No, if you ever, and this does happen more often than you would realize, if you watch and notice a furrow in the ground behind him, he's jacking off.
He's not tilling the land?
While he's walking around?
He's planting some seeds?
Okay. Oh, yeah. That guy gets off... way more often than we care to admit.
Well, if you're walking around in a little kilt collecting money, of course you're going to be like, fuck this
shit. Yeah, he does. You'll be walking along and suddenly a furrow will start and you're like, here we go. And a couple minutes later, a little milky...
He's got to do something. Like,
we just
kind of
kick dirt over the spilled milk. And
Question two, blinds or curtains?
Curtains.
Preferred window dressing.
It's obvious. Yeah,
blinds are fucking bullshit. Ugly.
I mean, you can get those like bamboo ones or something.
No, not even. I mean, sometimes the wooden ones, you can get like the actual real wood.
But
maybe
they're always translucent.
You can get
the wooden ones wouldn't be. But like that's
no, you can get actual literally blackout. For like movie rooms and stuff like that, like blackout blinds.
Blinds are a cry for help.
Basically, yeah.
Question three, blonde, brown, red, or other?
Preferred
hair color for a significant other.
Red.
I like how you rhymed other with other.
What did you go with?
I said red. I don't give a fuck. That's the thing.
You just put a bag over it anyway.
No, someone pointed
out... That is no way to talk about Megan.
I didn't specifically say her.
Right. No, but someone pointed out, like, you don't have a type. And I'm like, nope, willing is my type.
Pulse is...
Yeah. If you ask and they say yes, you're like, sweet. I'm like,
dope.
Yeah, no,
over
I don't...
the age of 18.
I don't know if you've looked at my past few lovers, but yeah, they come in a wide variety of sizes and or genders.
My tall, dark, and handsome.
But here's the thing. It's not about excluding anybody because they aren't. It's about what is your preference. What gets you off?
I honestly don't think I have one, because what gets me off is someone that is interesting.
And that's
fine. I thought it was yourself.
Don't get me wrong, I will absolutely masturbate to any hair color or no hair at all.
Right.
But something about red hair just goes, yeah.
I like redheads, but then I go, yeah, but then I can think of like a stack of blondes I like or a stack of...
A stack!
But this is a generalization.
He wishes he had a stack.
No, that's the magazine stack.
He's got
newly remodeled bathroom.
Binders of women.
Yeah.
Binders of women!
God, I'm old. You know.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't think it matters. I think you meet someone, you go, you're fucking cool, and
that's the thing, it doesn't matter. Nobody fucking cares.
Well, no, people do. People absolutely do.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people do.
Look at the dating profiles that you look at online, and how many that I look at.
I don't.
You don't. I do. But look at the number that will say, like, there are, I would say, maybe not quite a majority, but the vast part of maybe the minority will only accept a guy taller than them. Like, that is a deal.
Pause for a second. Do you do dating? Like, have you in the past, I guess, done dating website stuff?
Maybe.
I mean, let's.
That's a friend of yours.
Okay, because here's
speaking hypothetically
as a chick.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. As a chick, I've dabbled in these sites and gotten the worst responses ever and have never been back.
That definitely is the case. I found, and this is what pissed me off the absolute most, is that people, guys, will put down for their age range, I shit you not, like they want a minimum... of like 10 years younger. than them.
Yeah.
So if a guy is like 37, he won't even look at a guy, at a girl under, you know, unless she's under 27. And it's like, bitch, this is fucking fabulous. You're missing out. Whatever.
Right. No. There is a lot of what I call guy shallow that happens on those dating pro. Like, there are a lot that aren't, but there is a lot.
Oh, God, yes.
That is. It's not a constant, but I don't see any reason for a chick to be on one of those sites.
No. I thankfully really thank the gods that I did not have to be on there very, very long until I ran into my now current husband, who is perfect.
Tons of cool people from dating sites.
Yeah, that's because chicks are awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, except that, like, that clearly means I must also be a level of awesome beyond anything you guys just talked about, because I'm willing to have a conversation with someone.
Sadly, probably.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
if you actually respond right there is something that is amazing. Because you can put things, you can put feelers out, and you're like, oh, I'll click like, and then you never fucking hear.
Megan and I met on OkCupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, and honestly, I think that is the exception to the rule for chicks.
Agreed. No, I understand. It is obviously worse for women.
I know that people who have gotten married off of Match.com and stuff.
No, it absolutely happens.
Online stuff is creepy.
But there's also a lot of shitty people out there.
There are. There's a lot of shit to wade through.
I look at that and go, okay, like, I'm here to just meet people and see what's up. And if they go, oh, I like this and this and this, I'm like, I like some of those things. So I ask them about the thing they like. I'm like, wow, you didn't say something gross about
sex. And that is better than... You didn't
send a dick pic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is...
Already ahead of seven guys.
Seven. Fucking 90. 90% of the dudes on those sites do not know how to interact with women as human beings.
The thing is, and again, and not like, ooh, I'm so good at this, but it's the idea is that, like, I talk to someone online the same way I would talk to them in person.
Right.
And most people
as
do not
a human
do that.
Being.
Yeah. Because in person, most people...
There's just so much catfishing going on, though.
But, I mean, ridiculous. I've had that happen.
Dating tips from Matt Ellis.
Catfishing, where you are misrepresenting yourself either physically or, like...
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Because
they're never going to find out?
Right. No, but that's always my problem. It's because, like, the moment you meet in person, they go, that is not your picture that I just looked at. And I think the hope is some kind of weird fantasy that you'll be like, oh, but I've fallen in love with your person.
Yeah, I've fallen in love beforehand, like, and you realize, like,
liar.
Okay, the 17-year-old girl I've been communicating with for 6 months is a 45-year-old job, you know, unemployed man type of thing.
See, one of my friends is doing the online dating thing, and she
was... I'm salsa. I have friends.
No idea. Somebody
pause.
Don't pretend to ask.
Friend.
One friend.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Okay.
I only
is it an action figure?
Somebody I happened to meet years ago who didn't know better not to Facebook friend me.
Cool.
God.
I actually believe
that. I don't believe that because Salsa was not on Facebook years ago. We fucking put some that shit on him.
True. We had to force him.
Yeah. I had to MySpace it.
But no, she's online dating and she will occasionally post the vile
messages
that she gets, and it's just...
I know who you're talking about.
Men are disgusting creatures.
I figured most of you would know who I was talking about, but I just read those, and I just go, A, this is hilarious, because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Reddit is full of...
But at the exact same time, the fact that somebody I know had somebody actually text this to them, it's like... I really feel bad for the human race right now.
I am so fucking glad I'm married. It's not even funny.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't know.
Just be a decent human being, please.
I feel like that's all.
Talk to people like people, and the world will get along okay.
Weird, right?
Have you seen the election?
Yeah.
Nope. We haven't. That never happened.
Nope.
We are not discussing that. Nope. Moving on.
Question four.
Yeah.
Talk or text. Preferred method of phone communication.
Yep.
Preferred text. Is certainly text. With caveats that we talked about.
But then again, I prefer most of my communications. I prefer most of my communications to be two sentences.
I prefer to not talk to people.
Yeah, I agree. Any way, shape, or if form. I have to talk to somebody, I want to know, what's your question? Here's your answer. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope. I peed in a
Where are you going with this?
So this is good, to point
where
out,
haven't you peed?
My level of hatred of communication. I peed in a glass in my apartment.
Oh, God.
Last weekend.
Oh.
While my bathrooms
were... Well, they were renovating.
Yeah. Because I have
don't
two
Don't you have a kitchen sink? You
I
can
do,
pee down.
It was too tall.
Why would you keep it?
Because someone was like 4 feet away and working. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. That's too weird.
But peeing in a glass is okay.
Because I could do that out of sight and because it meant I didn't have to ask if the other bathroom still worked or if the shut off the water the entire place.
It goes down the drain. Why does it matter if the water's working?
Just saying.
Okay.
You know? And it turns out, yeah, the other toilet in the other bathroom totally worked, flushable, everything's fine. Could have absolutely just gone to that. But, like, that is my level of fear of communication with other human beings.
See, that you can get away with that because I'm pretty damn sure Jenna and I cannot pee in a glass.
I don't think hard or not. Hard enough. Because, yeah, I feel like Jenna could prove you wrong. Roll.
Yeah, I've written my name in the snow.
Jenna's
I've
a
got,
ninja, so.
Yeah.
I kind of have a large mound thing going on. I'm just saying. It's
Is it guys like moose knuckle kind
well,
of thing?
Well, it's, yeah.
Mm.
It's,
I guess if it was a stein, maybe I'd
well,
have a shot.
Like, I've also got, you know, I'm kind of shifted up a bit, so it kind of it works for me. Yeah. Don't ask too many questions.
I'm not going to at this point.
So anyway.
But like, that's the thing. Like, that is the level I will go to avoid a conversation.
Hey, I went camping and peed on my shoes,
bathroom?
For God's sake.
Yes or no question?
You know,
no
I mean,
give a fuck.
I couldn't even. I couldn't even.
Haven't had that problem.
No, but again, most people you're conversing with on a telephone device is somebody you know. It's not a random stranger who's working on your apartment.
This is not a stranger. This is a guy I've talked to many times and met in person multiple times.
But
I just didn't want to have a conversation with someone because that freaks me out.
But I...
I'm just saying...
I'm on Matt's side.
I'm
on Matt's side.
Up level beyond...
No, I know that.
I am completely on Matt's side.
With me, for example.
Which I avoid as best I can.
Well, as I avoid
as everybody
much as
should.
With you, don't get me
no,
wrong.
No, but not for comedic purposes.
Like that no, too. I know. I'm aware. I get it. I'm just saying, if we were going to have a conversation because I had to ask you, hey, what time are we recording tonight? If it, I just want that conversation to be over as soon as possible.
Yes. No, and
I want to know
my answer
what, time are, we recording? Here's the time. Cool.
That's
all I wanted
yeah.
to know. I didn't want to know how you felt
no,
about it.
No, but my answer is begrudgingly text if there was a less talking version of that.
I had an ex-girlfriend who left... Who once
I like that things seem to be scheduled and you go like, okay, ad infinitum. We do this at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, which is kind of how this was set up initially
yeah.
before we all got busy. And you just kind of knew it was happening. We all just kind of showed up and did it. And we didn't have to talk at all.
You're popular.
And that was the best.
Yeah.
Because we just...
We
just
need to
did
get
it.
Back.
It just happened. I'd love to, except for the fact that we're no longer just famous on the internet. We're also just getting famous doing radio.
I'm infamous.
Yeah. I had an ex-girlfriend who once left me an...
Pause. I already don't believe this story.
A minute and a half long voicemail to tell me that she was going to be 10 minutes late to get to my place.
So and at this point, she's pulling up in the driveway while finishing.
By the time I got done, I was listening to it. I listened to the whole thing the entire time going... You better have fucking something else to say. And she got to the end and didn't. And I was like, you wasted a fucking minute and a half of my life for this story.
And I find, do you guys in general, like, that's just like, old people do voicemails now. Unless it's real important, you do not get voicemails anymore.
No.
No.
My parents leave voicemails. I don't leave voicemails.
Well, I get voicemails from
my mom leaves emails. She'll email me. She won't leave
better.
A voicemail. She'll email me.
Well, I don't call people, so I don't leave voicemails.
Yeah, I don't either. If I don't pick up, I hang up. Yeah.
You guys, Bill used to leave voicemails.
Sure, but that's probably awesome.
And usually they were songs and or fart jokes.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. But
he's turned it into.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to say we should bring that back.
Oh,
I think
okay.
We should
fart
leave
jokes?
More. Yeah, voicemail
voicemail
fart jokes and songs, just made up songs.
I will say,
I can get behind that.
Michael
yeah.
will leave voicemails, and it's usually just really quick, like call me back or just type of thing. My husband.
But the fact yeah. that you've seen missed call from X, you go, I should probably call.
Right,
X.
I don't even listen
right.
to
you
it.
Know what? X
right.
don't give it to you. And if you don't call him back, how are you going to know where to find you?
Like, you guys.
And then 2 weeks later, I'll be checking my voicemails going, what the fuck? And then I'll hear it and be like, I see that you had called, so I call you back.
That's the other thing is I will ignore voicemails for 2 weeks and
oh yeah,
and then 2 weeks later be like
somebody
I've got
called
a voicemail. I should listen to this.
Yeah, yeah, my doctor wants to talk to me about a thing. I don't know.
No, it's,
it was
oh
like
my
2 weeks
okay,
ago.
Okay,
so
I had a voicemail because I don't talk to people, period, which is actually a little bit of a problem since I'm job searching right now.
Oh, sure.
That is going to be more troubling. Yeah.
So I didn't even see this. And then, but I got an email from the recruiter that, you know, saw my resume, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I've been trying to reach you and stuff. And then I go back to my phone and I'm like, oh, shit, I missed like two calls and two voicemails. Well, maybe I should check that out.
The problem is places like collection agencies are not allowed to leave a voicemail.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is how I got in trouble.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
They told me they couldn't because it was sensitive material.
I've never had a collection thing leave a
voicemail. Oh, yeah. They'll be like, this call is for blah, blah, blah. Well, no, please call back.
Oh, yeah. But they wouldn't even do that. They were, because it's sensitive material and therefore they can't. So it was just like, and so I finally was like, you got a court summons. And I'm like, fuck you. Why didn't you call me? And they're like, we did. And I was like, I never got any voicemails. They're like, we can't leave a voicemail because
it's
sensitive
material. Well, then how do we know where you are? Fuck you. Bastard, maybe you had the wrong phone number.
No, I've definitely gotten voicemails from collection agents.
Yeah, I have too.
I never,
I've only ever gotten those.
They told me because it was sensitive material.
That's HIPAA, man. They can't leave shit like that.
HIPAA,
you can't.
There are certain
collections.
Types.
They can say this message is for social security. Yeah,
basically.
Blah, blah, blah. Call us back at.
This voicemail message is for Salsa Sterling. If you are not Salsa Sterling, please hang up now. I've gotten that message before. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, seriously, why the fuck are you giving people our phone numbers?
I love the fact that all four of us, we're like, oh, yeah, I know collections. They can
We're all actors.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
What do you mean? I don't know shit, man. What are you talking about?
Question 5, iPod or MP3 player?
I think we decided iPod.
Yeah, I think we went iPod.
We went with Apple products. Apple rules the world. Heil Apple.
Better generic term for portable digital media player.
Whoa! Nailed it.
That's good.
Let's bring it into the
nail upon the top.
As much as I hate it and railed against it for a long time, you can't deny it. It's just like Kleenex.
Damn you, Apple.
Yeah. That's good. That was a good one. So thank you, Garrick, for sending those to
us. Yay, Garrick.
We got around to it eventually.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure he hasn't been listening for 4 years just
it's
to
entirely
see
possible.
If his Fast Five made it.
It's awesome. By the way, we just mentioned we're all actors or whatever.
We do various kinds.
No, here's the thing that I found interesting. On this week's episode of Penn Sunday School.
Okay.
And this is because this is something we've talked about in the show before. Penn talks about the difference between an actor and a performer. Which is something we've talked about.
Oh, that's actually interesting to me. Yes. A lot of his stuff, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But that one's interesting to me.
This week is excellent. It's done in front of a live audience as it was part of Scoop Fest for the Ice Cream Social podcast.
Nice.
And, man, does he really give you a lot of ways to feel good about life with the idea that Trump's been elected president.
Mm.
And it's really, really inspiring and cool.
Hmm. Four more years of Alec Baldwin?
No, it's just, like he says, it's preaching love.
Okay.
It's just like, look at this. Like, here's what I know. Here's what's happening. He has a Lil Jon anecdote that is amazing.
Hmm.
And they talk about truffle dogs, which are dogs you can train to get truffles, like pigs.
Oh, sure.
He's like, no, you use pigs to get that. No, pigs will eat the truffle. You can train dogs to do it. Dogs do it because you throw a tennis ball for them after you get it.
My dogs don't care about tennis balls.
And like, they will.
Yeah, with the pigs, you've got to stop them from eating the truffle.
Yeah. My dog will eat the truffle.
Look what I found. And then you're like, look what I found, boss. And you like, you chuck a tennis ball. He's like, woohoo, let's get another one. So you can throw a tennis ball again. And you can apparently also teach a dog to go look for ambergris on the beach, which is
amazing. Nice.
But here's the thing I thought was interesting.
My dog looks for
and
drugs.
I think this makes sense to me. And it's I don't know where I fall on this yet, but the idea being an actor is someone who does a scripted show using, you know, words they wrote or someone else's that you're performing either in character or as yourself as a character. A performer is someone who gets up and can, as themselves, spend X amount of time on stage entertaining an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, so I know people who are excellent actors, but if you say, get up and do 10 minutes, they can't. Because they've never had to do that.
Drink.
They can't just be, you know, vaudeville.
Sure.
you know, and he goes, but and you can also know great performers that if you go, okay, now you're going to do this Abbott and Costello routine, it's a guaranteed laugh maker, or, you know, whatever show, whatever. Yeah. And but they couldn't act their way out of a wet paper because they can only be them. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a pretty interesting distinction.
I like that distinction. Mine's a little different. I feel like performer is kind of a much more umbrella term that can include actor. If you're acting, you're performing, whether that's you performing you or you performing somebody else. I feel like that definition of performer, I generally call an entertainer.
And I think the my impression is neither is exclusive of the other.
Sure.
But some people can only do...
Yes, that's kind of what I mean. Oh, is that,
the middle spectrum of the entertainer. I think you might be right.
I feel like the actor is the one that can do... a character. The entertainer is the one that can do themselves and be entertaining, or be entertaining within a character, but still there's an element of them to it. A performer it can be an actor or an entertainer, and the actor entertainer thing is just a sliding scale. Like you can have various skills in either, or connect them.
At the Renaissance Festival is we are a character. We're not being ourselves.
Yeah.
But you put yourselves
but
into
we're
it.
Very but close, but yeah. It's not scripted either.
Yeah, and you throw a lot of who you are into that character, because if you're doing it for 10 hours a day...
No, absolutely.
It's got to be pretty close to
you. Yep.
But it's still
it's the,
not
it's the pro
you.
Wrestling yeah. theory versus Hamlet. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it's, you know, Casimir is not far from Salsa.
No.
You know?
No.
But Casimir is also pretty significantly different than Sasha.
Right.
Sure.
You know, and that's the thing, is it's like, like I said, I think you have to view all art on a spectrum.
I always feel like an actor plays a character that could be played by somebody else.
Yes. I think that actually is very smart. I think that probably
I like that.
Is the big divider, is that, like, theoretically...
You could recast.
You could have your favorite performer of that role, mm-hmm. or favorite actor of that role.
Yeah.
But another actor could
dozens of people have played Hamlet... Only one Marcel Marceau can be Marcel Marceau.
Yeah.
That's smart. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
By
I like
the way,
that.
The other genius thing I learned from Pendulette this week off his Facebook, because we've talked about this before, because Salsa, when you will text things and you're pissed off because your autocorrect fucks things up,
you will... Ducking
AfroConnect.
I love ducking. Shut
and,
it.
And Penn posted, ducking can we all just as a culture agree to pronounce the D in duck or ducking as F? So that we all know what we're fucking saying.
And it's like that old English script. Yeah.
And the first comment... Yeah, and the first...
The aw, man, comment. Poor fuck Washington.
But here's the thing. The first comment on it was... I solved this problem because I created two contacts in my phone. One was for fuck fucker, and one was for fucking... fucked or something like that. Meaning that your phone now recognizes those as legitimate... And I was going to say AfroConnect.
AfroConnect.
You're autocorrect.
Poor fuck Washington.
Your autocorrect no longer tries to fix them. It will say fuck when you mean fuck. If you put the various versions of fuck.
Because it thinks it's a proper noun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it will plop them in. And I'm like, that's genius.
Not only that, because then, it thinks so it's a proper noun, it'll capitalize it.
That was the first comment.
That actually, my phone, I have... It has learned that fuck with a capital F is a word, but it hasn't yet learned that fuck with a small F is a word.
Problem. Yeah.
So it will sometimes capitalize fuck.
Yep. No, but that was the first comment was that explanation. The second comment was from Penn going, you're a genius. The third comment was my friend from, I think it was like the Netherlands, named Dag, will be upset. Oh my God. I love every part of it. The world is beautiful.
That's
this
awesome.
Is why life will be okay. Like, I love it. So anyway, sidebar. If you want to make your phone swear, tell it you know some guy named Fuck Fuckington. You'll be good.
I do know Fuck Fuckington, actually.
I was about to say, right now, Fuck Fuckington is sitting there going, you motherfucker.
So, on that note, we are reaching the end of our show, which means it's time to plug some shit. So,
what?
Kara.
Yeah.
What do you want to pimp?
Well, but I don't think you're worth it anymore.
Am I right?
Not worth the pocket change.
No, no, no. It's not. So
I want to say just for, this is already passed. But
Murder.
Hold on, murder at Mystery Lodge happened.
Rude.
And Kara was part of that, and she fucking killed it. And
less
so
rude
much for doing that.
Nice.
I wrote part of it. It was very fun. Salsa was amazing.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. The whole cast is amazing. I mean, we sold out a show.
I think you mean stunning, and by
of
stunning,
literally nowhere, Wisconsin. So, what does that say about Fearless? Mm. We rock, right?
That's true.
And everybody clapped. Everybody loved it. Everybody had a great time at the show. It was
fabulous.
I've heard
there's a very hot crowd too, which
is
awesome.
It was everybody was into it. Yes. It was a great, great show, great experience. I loved writing it. I will write again, hopefully. But coming up, if anybody hears this and it's not already past the time, we do have our Give to the Max Day on Thursday at Mounds Theater.
I think we're all doing
it. Oh, yay! It's
Thursday the 17th.
Yes. Are we all involved with that?
In some way, shape, or form. Yep. I mean, just by being company members, yeah.
Sure, but are we all performing that?
Yes, I am.
I am doing
Matt, you are too.
Am I?
Yes.
Hooray!
Matt, you're in my show.
Oh, right, yes.
God damn it.
God damn it.
I don't know. I just assume I'm in stuff.
There's a 50% chance that Matt will take his clothes off. I'm just telling you that.
It's true.
In advance.
No. We want people to go.
No.
To be fair, that's a show we've done twice.
Tim Wick, I'm sorry. You're going to have to find somebody else to do your time tracking and scorekeeping for Stop Talking.
No. He won't take his clothes off, hopefully, during Stop Talking.
No, I don't want to be there, though, if he's taking his clothes off.
We'll blindfold you.
But, ooh, I can be Fearless Frank.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Well, no, Matt's already Fearless. Matt's already Fearless Frank. So, anyways. So our Funny Money fundraiser for Gift of the Max a Day at the Mounds Theater. Come watch.
I love Mounds Theater.
Yeah, they're delightful.
What is he fishing out? The cap in a...
Who knows?
Okay, anyways.
Don't
look at him.
I know, usually I don't. I'm very, very, very excited because I have gotten the amazing opportunity from Fearless to do so much in such a short period of time. So I'm doing actually three shows at Give to the Max. The first one is going to be at 10 o'clock, and it's a sketch comedy show written by our very own Nancy Magistrand called The Single Laugh. Very funny. We did a couple shows at the Phoenix
Theater.
Yeah,
that'll be a remount of what we did during Masquerade of Burns.
Exactly.
I heard very good things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And we're going
to
do a
try. I never got to see it then, which is like why I'm excited.
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No, that was one. I got to not everything because I.
Motherfucker.
I
watched your show.
That was going on at the same time.
I watched your show.
Other shit that I was doing.
Matt, my life was.
Well, right.
Brutal.
You have kids. He has no excuse.
I have kids!
You stole those children.
I stole those children.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Stealing a baby leads to problems. I've seen Willow.
I rewatched Willow like a couple weeks ago, and it was still amazing.
It's still amazing.
I was so disappointed. I went to the midnight showing of Willow at the Uptown Theater, and it didn't hold up for me. I was
really?
Like,
what?
I know.
That movie's always held up for me.
It didn't hold up for
Matt
me.
Matt Barnigan
dwell in darkness without
this.
You, and it went away.
And now we're just seeing all the...
May or may not be the password on my Wi-Fi.
I just stole the baby while he was taking a pee-pee.
That's
the baby
in
the stupid Nikini.
I know. Yes. The brownie jokes just didn't slay me like they used to.
The design on the dragons?
Oh, I mean, I didn't say that all of it was bad. I just said that like I had it built up in my head as
Listen,
like...
what we're saying is you're nerd wrong.
The Lord of the Rings, you know, epic. And I was like, I went to see it and I was like, yay! Oh,
that guy gets pooped on by a dove.
Anyways,
the brownies get turned into little piglets.
I know, but the brownies. I didn't. Sorry,
Willow.
Right. Yeah, I tried.
Okay, look.
I tried.
We're good.
Okay. So anyway. So the sketch comedy show, we're doing a truncated half-hour version of our hour-long show. It's going to be awesome. With the highlights. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be funny. You need to come see it. Mm-hmm. The fabulous and wonderfully amazing Erin Kennedy is in it as well.
Ooh,
you want to come see her because she's going to be in the shower. You want a shower scene with Erin Kennedy. Watch
I'm
it.
I'm fucking in. Jesus
I don't,
Christ.
Sold. What?
I was already
tickets in. Are $100,
I
right?
I was already in with Aaron.
Yeah. I feel like
you Jesus. Buried the lead.
Yeah.
Come check us out. I'm trying to think if it's very next show because it's 10:30. Yes. So
yep.
The one almost after that is a show that I am producing, which amazingly, like, why would anybody give me a show? I don't know either. It's called Work in Progress. And
it's actually at 11.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh, that's right, because Fantastic Voyage is also right. coming, and they're going to be doing their amazing freaking mousetrap challenge.
Jesus, fuck, blindfolded and I love
mousetrap improv.
Oh,
so you got it. You gotta see it. You
heard
see
us
it.
Talk about that from Die Laughing last year.
Yeah, and a chance to see it if you have
it. Yes.
Yeah. Like
fucking amazing.
If you have see it, then you already want to see it again.
You want to see it again. Yeah, you want to see it again.
Because it's a new show every time.
It is.
It's just equally painful.
You just love seeing people get hurt because we're goddamn
I love
sadists.
Watching this show and it's not so being a part of it.
I know. It's like, yay, I don't get to get hurt. So, 11 o'clock, my show, Work in Progress. We are doing a improvised novel. The audience is suggesting book titles to us, books that have never been written, and we are going to write it for you on stage. What? Yes. Yes, it is fucking hilarious. Like I said, 50% chance Matt will drop trowel.
if history
have you met him, it's at least 65%.
Well, no, we've done two shows, and I've taken my clothes off once. So it's technically 50% chance.
And then, yeah, so
I've done more shows with you.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I think he is contractually obligated to take his clothes off in almost
this
all fearless.
This has been discussed before. Yes, yes, yes. I think he is.
Yeah. You know, that torch may pass, but not yet. So yeah, so that's gonna be sorry. We're also Salsa and I are judging PowerPoint karaoke. Which will open at 8 o'clock. If you haven't seen it, it's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
So
a cursory Yahoo or YouTube search.
YouTube,
yeah. You'll find clips of PowerPoint karaoke if you've never seen it. You can find myself, Nick Glover, Molly Glover, Mike Fotis, a lot of people you might have heard
that
of.
That show is so much
I got to do that show with
to perform and now to judge on the other
side. It is so awesome.
The lineup for Give to the Max Day is 8 o'clock PowerPoint karaoke. 9 o'clock Double Blind Improv.
Always a good one.
10 o'clock, The Single Life Laugh.
Well, Single Laugh, yes. Yay!
Well, I'm reading.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard. Funny.
10:30, Fantastic Voyage Improv. 11 o'clock, Work in Progress.
Yay!
And 11:30 is Stop Talking.
So, the reason we're doing this show is that Thursday is Give to the Max Day, and I think we talked about this last year, but in case it's been a while, you're a new listener, what this is it's a day where nonprofit organizations can raise money, and they will be given additional attention if they work under the Give to the Max banner, which is something we now do. And the other advantage of fundraising on this particular day is, aside from getting the additional publicity, you have the chance of getting additional funds.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah.
Matching grants.
Exactly. Yes. So for those of you that want to help support Fearless, this is sort of going to be, this is going to become kind of our smaller Die Laughing. Die Laughing still is kind of our main fundraising thing to get our whole season going. This is a way to help kind of continue to support us and make some new things possible.
It kind of pays the administrative
costs. It really does, yeah. And so what happens is what we're looking for is we have a goal of raising $3,500. Much smaller goal than Die Laughing.
A modest amount.
Yeah, it's a single
doable.
Day.
Doable.
And one of the things that we have this year is that we have a matching grant from the Shakopee JCs for the first $1,500. So if you donate money to Fearless, and you can find links for this if you go to the Fearless webpage, if you go to Fearless Facebook. My Facebook.
I posted my link to the AON Facebook page.
Right. AON has one now for Jess.
Well, I mean, it's mine, so
here's the thing. It's,
donate
for those
there.
That are listening to this, it does not matter who you post.
It really doesn't.
And donate through which link you use. All of it goes to the same eventual thing.
Right.
But it's just each person that wants to collect money has to create kind of their own individual filter. And so, like, it all comes to that. So, like, if you're like, oh, my God, I want to help out, but I don't know if this is going to go to the... Yeah, if you post to anyone that says they're helping support Fearless, it all goes to that main thing.
Yep.
Yep.
The important things to know are, We have a matching grant from the Shakopee JCs, thanks to our managing director, Jim Lewis,
who has been
in contact for them.
God,
so
he's incredible.
We literally can double our first $1,500, which is fucking huge.
Yeah.
That's free money. You know, and you've heard people talk about this when, like, you know, NPR or PBS or whatever does a thing like that. That's a very big deal. Because that it is literally free money. It's the same thing when you have a matching thing for your 401k at work. Of course you give the amount of money that they'll match for free because it's free money.
Yep.
So it is very important that we hit that amount. Our goal is $3,500, so it would actually end up being $5,000 if we hit our $3,500 goal because of the matching grant. That's awesome. That is literally a third of our annual budget that we'd be adding in after already creating our annual budget.
Yep.
For those of you that don't know, one of the cool things about Fearless is we actually pay people. We pay our writers, we pay our directors, we pay our actors, we pay you know, everyone involved, our stagehands, you know, our musicians, all that stuff. Which in the
theater community is unfortunately all too rare.
It is often not a thing that happens. And not because people are dicks necessarily, but because there's no money to go around.
There's no money.
And, you know...
you're doing it for exposure.
Right, and people die of exposure. So,
I have no fingers.
but one of the things we looked at is, you know, when we had our last company meeting, the amount of money we spent on paying out to actors, directors, writers, etc., I think we tripled it this year versus last year. Might have been more than tripled.
Yeah.
And
thank you very much.
Right. But that is something that is important to us, is that we're trying to make a living doing this. And so, therefore, if we ask you to work with us, we want you to work towards making a living at this. So, that matching grant is very, very important. Thank you again to the Shakopee JCs for that. The second thing is, if you send in a donation of $10 or more, that puts us... It gives us basically a raffle ticket. Because every hour during Give to the Max Day, they pull a random... I don't know how they track it, like as an ID of some kind of donation, whatever it is. But they pull a random ID of a donation. And if it's over $10, that's eligible. And they pull it out, and whatever charity it was that got that donation with whatever randomly assigned number, how they do it, you win $1,000.
Yep.
And that, again, if we're talking about only trying... $1,000. And like we said, we're only trying to raise... $3,500. So $1,000 is huge for what we're trying to do. And I believe it's twice a day they do the big
might
ones.
Be twice, but
I think there's just two,
And those are, correct me if I'm wrong, 20,000?
I don't know.
I think there's a couple of different levels, actually.
5,000?
Oh, this is a big one. This is a much bigger one.
Yeah, there are a couple of different levels.
Okay. The thing is, like, we could basically double our annual budget or somewhere near that based on luck. Now, look, we obviously none of us are banking on that.
No.
But there's no reason not to be eligible for that. And here's the other important thing to note.
And all it costs you is $10?
Right. $10. Very, very little. It's, you know, it's that is your muffin and coffee on the way to work. You know, it's a bagel and a soda. It's not much. And so, but the thing I want to
And if
you've
bought
that,
True Stone coffee, it's 10% off of that.
There you go. And so take that money you've saved on True Stone for the last 7 months. And you know what? Buy a thing. But I will point out, too, the other thing that's very important to note is that people have asked, and it is important to note, you do not have to donate your money on Give to the Max Day. Donate ahead of time. That's fine. If you donate at all to our cause, that is both going to our total, it is going to our matching grant, and it also, if you're donating $10 or more, contributes to our, like, as a, I guess you'd call it a raffle entry.
Yeah.
Sure.
For those additional things. So you can start doing that the second you hear this. Etc. Jenna.
Okay, so I want to recap four. We've got the online donations for Give to the Max Day, and please do. Also, the Give to the Max Day performance that Fearless is doing is being held this Thursday starting at 8 p.m. at the Historic Mounds Theater at 1029 Hudson Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55106.
You know, the place you all went to go see Build Your Own Inferno.
That goes from
another Fearless Comedy production.
Exactly. That was paid for by donation.
That goes from 8 to midnight. The suggested donation is $20, but we will not turn you away. We would rather have you there and supporting in spirit if you cannot support with funds.
Yes.
We'll take both, but...
Yeah.
And we are splitting with the Mounds Theater because they are also a nonprofit theater.
They are, and a very worthwhile.
Very
they
worthwhile.
One of the best companies I've
ever worked with. So, we're doing the performance stuff at the Mounds Theater, and we are splitting that portion of it with the Mounds Theater. They're very kind and a very great cause.
Yes.
We love working with them.
Yep.
Also, I believe we may or may not have some other things going on around the building.
Yes. Hmm? There are,
I think that's
safer to say keep an eye on Facebook.
Yeah, keep an eye on Facebook, because there's a couple other things that might be going on in the building during that time. Yeah.
And because things can sometimes change last minute.
Yeah, we don't want to make promises we can't keep.
And that is facebook.com/fearlesscomedyproductions.
Yep.
Also, as a bonus...
search us, like us, love us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be there.
You said bonus.
As a bonus, I'll be there.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah? You'll be there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's two...
Babe.
That's two bonuses. What?
Two redheads in the building. Actually, I think we can guarantee
anything
multiple redheads.
Else that we want to plug?
Multiple redheads.
In a week and a half, I will be at the Bryant Lake Bowl doing that vilification tennis thing.
Oh, what?
What? You're in that show, too?
They put you on the show.
Yeah, we're doing the Christmas show, bitch. Or, I'm sorry, holiday.
That is, whatever.
Oh, my God, that was so rude of me. That was
whatever.
So rude of me, you guys. That was my Christian privilege just spilling out all over the place.
Yeah, no, we are immediately Thanksgiving doing a holiday show, because that's how we roll.
Right.
Put that tree up.
Yeah, vilification tennis, that is at the Bryant Lake Bowl, as always, at 10 p.m.
On the Saturday the 26th.
And as a bonus, Matt won't be in it.
Yeah.
Matt will no longer ever be in it.
So.
Fuck that guy.
He can guest host.
No.
Nope.
I'm gonna plug something that I am not in. I went last night to the BLB, which, speaking of which.
What?
And saw a friend of a friend's show, which is called The Setup. Which is an improvised show of a dinner party.
Nice.
And so you've got, I think...
we tried that with Bill once. It
right, no,
poorly.
They're actually good.
Oh, talent!
Yeah.
Ooh,
It's a bunch of people from Huge and such. Oh. And so what they do is they collect a bunch of different suggestions from the audience, but then don't lean on that to create the show. The show just kind of evolves in a very good long-form way. And... They get on stage, everybody kind of like picks up an envelope, and they open it up, and you find out who's couple one and who's couple two. And those are the two people that kind of threw the party together. The other four people are their random single friends they're trying to fix up.
Mm.
And so that can be any age, any gender.
Right? Nice. Yeah.
And so then they spend the first act, basically, setting the scene, finding out how they're... couple works, or how they're related to this friend that they've invited, and where they met them, and all that. And it is incredibly good.
Huh.
It was, I went and saw it. Megan and I went last night, and it was like the Bryant Lake Bowl's cheap date night, where like for $25.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
The bowling,
it's a Monday
and the,
night.
And
yeah,
then
they're doing
dinner.
It for a month. There's three more nights. So, like,
oh, cool.
Round of bowling, show, entree, either bottle of wine or four beers.
Nice.
And it was like, $30 or something. We're like, Jesus,
that's not
fuck.
Bad.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
And so we had a goddamn blast, and we're like,
"Where's my wife?"
God, I know, right? No, and so that's why
we
I'm
need to find
up.
A babysitter.
As we
I was
said,
about to say, she's grading papers.
As we said, we're all like dirt poor artists.
Yeah.
Mm. And so right. Like, this was honestly like, this is awesome. Like Megan's like, "Yeah, a friend of mine knows someone," and I kind of looked at like who was in it, and I was like, "I recognize these names from back in the day, from other stuff at Huge." And I was like, "I know that guy, I know her," and I'm like, "Oh, so good." And it was really fucking good.
Nice.
And because it's improvised, all the couples will be different each night. All the people that are single will be different each night. So it's a very smart format, and they are very much playing to the height of your intelligence. It's not just like, "Oh, womp womp, I'm like the schlubby
another
guy,
dick joke,
and my wife nags me." Like, they don't do any of that. It was really, really clever. And so, like, you know what? I'll free plug for these guys. They were fucking great.
Awesome.
And I talked to a couple of them afterwards going, like, I'd like to introduce you to a guy, and maybe we can do some double blind. Like, they were that good. So, you know, if you're local, get a chance, go see that. And you can make it into the whole, like, dinner, date, you know, meal, booze, whatever thing. But it was a fucking hoot. Other than that, real quick, I should say, I think this is the first one of these we've done since... Maybe we did one together, Jenna. I can't remember. But the horror festival's over. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not everybody's here. Anyone that...
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
Or was watched some of that or was kind about that, you know, for instance, Kara. That is my Christmas, because I don't give a fuck about Christmas. So Halloween is my Christmas.
I love horror.
It was so much goddamn fun. We did so many cool things, and there's going to be so much more to talk about around that coming up, because there's already things in motion for next year. It's going to be so fun.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's going to be dope. Anybody else got something?
I've got two things that I want to bring up real quick. Just kind of a reminder, because I'm sure I'll bring it up again later. Klingon Christmas Carol starts at... What? Our favorite location, the Mounds Theater.
Yeah.
We talked about them earlier, 1025 Hudson Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 554-something.
St. Paul.
St. Paul. Anyway, so Klingon Christmas Carol starts there the first weekend of December. Also on the first weekend of December, and this is going to sound a little weird, but I'm going to plug it anyway. My daughter's in a show at her school.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? So you should go to, and here's the thing about Southwest is that they do really good fucking theater.
They do.
They did Ragtime about 2 years ago with a cast of almost 100 people.
Wow.
It was incredible. I almost cried. Like, I was just like, this is not high school theater. All of the stuff that I've seen them do has been better than some of the things I've seen at Fringe. So, yeah. And this show looks like it's not going to be an exception to that. It's absolutely the things that I have seen as a parent, what I've heard from Jessa, it's going to be really good. So that's also the first weekend in December at Southwest High School. I don't remember how much tickets are, but, the other thing to know about their theater department is that they do not get a budget from the school or the state.
What?
They are they are funded by parent donations and ticket sales.
That's not uncommon for theater departments, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sadly, theater departments don't get much. But Southwest said, you know what? We got this. And so the theater department, they do a couple of different fundraisers throughout the year. But they are primarily ticket sales and parent donations. I recommend checking it out. This particular show is called Up the Downstairs, and it's about integration of schools in the 60s. And it's Jessa won't tell me a lot about it. She wants me to have the experience, which is fantastic, by the way. Right?
Heard of? That's cool.
Yeah, and it is a known piece. A lot of high schools will have students read it to look at the going from segregated schools to integration during the 60s.
It's sort of a slightly more modern, like Look Who's Coming to Dinner.
Actually. Right? All of the students are on stage for the entire time. There's definitely stuff going on consistently. And those kids are fucking brilliant. So, yeah, check that out first weekend of December at Southwest. You can actually get your tickets and reserve seats online now. Nice. So I think it's southwest.org, southwesthighschool.org, one of the two. But, yeah, Up the Downstairs.
Cool.
Yay.
Anybody else? We good? We covered?
I pimped a lot of shit, yo.
This has been a really long...
our outro is longer than our intro.
Yeah. Is it really?
So, yeah.
Oh, well done, everybody. Yay. Congratulations.
I know, right?
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
Cheers.
Promotions all around.
All right.
But, I mean, to be fair, thank you, everyone, who is patient enough to actually listen to all the stuff we pimped.
Right.
And continue coming back each week. Because I worry sometimes that this show occasionally just sounds like an advertisement for whatever we're in. But... We're also the whole point of the show.
I mean,
is to
it's kind of like a Tortuga Twins show.
Yeah, but the whole point of the show is
where
to
the show.
Look, it's no Dead Bob.
The show is just
right.
MacGuffin.
Thank you
for Hawking.
We need more nudity like, then.
No, but, I mean, but the whole point
take it
of the
off.
Show is to talk about what we're up to, and
take
yeah,
it
if
off.
We're up to is shows. That's what we have to talk about. So,
dear God, stop doing whatever it is you're doing.
So anyway. Thank you for sticking with us if you're one of those folks that lives far enough away that you can never see a show. We hope it's entertaining even if you don't get to see the final product of some of these and you just get to hear our reports from it. Thank you to Kara.
Hi.
Yay!
Coming to hang out with us. And,
hell yeah.
Being one of the people that was gracious enough to donate money at Die Laughing.
Finally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To come have a spot on this show.
Never again.
Yeah, now
I learned my lesson. Dear yep, God. Right?
I know, right? Now you just have to come on as a friend.
Yeah. Where's my money, gross. Bitch?
But, yeah, it's been nope. good. And so, but anyway, thank you all of you, because truly, with, you know, like we said, with, like, True Stone, the fact that you guys are actually nicely done.
Now you get to beat me for money this year.
There you go.
Last year, I get to torture all of you motherfuckers this year.
You're going to see how this feels.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. But no, but seriously, thank you all of you for, like, for True Stone. Those of you that have promo code, that means
a lot.
I'm
going to sniff some more
coffee. Those of you that watch or log in and donate during Die Laughing, awesome. Those of you that have done anything that helps out in any way, shape, or form, that's cool. So thank you for that.
More Die Laughing antics to come soon.
Oh, God.
We've got our first meeting coming
we're
up.
We're literally already talking about it. By the way, if you want to understand how hard it is to put together a weekend worth of comedy, am I right?
Oh, my God.
We are starting months
ahead
of time. Like, I've already been in conversation with a couple of people about things that need to start going up soon. It's fucking huge.
Yeah. The heads of various different things are already chosen.
Mm-hmm. And we're starting that. Yeah. The chess pieces are moving into place. Yeah. So, yeah. And again, but here's the thing. That's not a complaint. That is a thank you.
Right.
Is that we live in a world where enough people are kind enough to care about that let us do it. So, awesome.
Where people give a shit.
On that note, about art.
I give a shit.
About just going
stop. Passionate. Passionately.
And yet you're the one who won't stop talking.
I mean...
You can see Stop Talking at the Give to the Max showcase this coming Thursday at 8 o'clock to get beat with whatever thing you will beat him with for money.
You know, what we could do is do a dissection of that. No.
No, let's just... Can I go home yet?
No.
Please. Get your hand off your twat.
I'm going to leave.
Inside joke.
If y'all don't get out of my house, I'm gonna fart.
All right.
Let's leave.
Clear you out.
Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Eat the fucking cake. We'll see you next week.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook. Apropos of nothing, you could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Is this too loud for the podcast?